it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution through the air, brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Oh, my goodness. Much, much, much to talk about. Much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. Where do we begin this morning? Where do we begin this morning? I think I want to talk about what is happening in the world, and I want to try to bring it home here. I want to bring it home of what is happening here. It is as if the entire, not the entire world, but oh my goodness. It's almost as if there are some that believe that the world is better off in chaos. That we are that there is more advantage to be gained in the midst of chaos. You keep people distracted. You keep countries distracted. You keep groups distracted. And then you busy yourself with your intentions. Your real intentions. How many of you know that Afghanistan is close to anarchy? How many of you knew that? How many of you are aware of that? And that while all the world is looking at the madness that is going on in Lebanon, the slaughter that is going on in Lebanon, while George Bush sits back like Francis Lay and cusses at the wrong people, at the wrong things, a wicked war, a lawless, I mean, all wars from my perspective are lawless. But this is it's madness. The world has had its attention focused on Hezbollah and Lebanon and watched Israel just kill hundreds of innocent Lebanese people and say, y'all should have just got out the way or tell us where they are. But we just gonna keep killing till we show the world. Till we show the world who was in charge here. We're just gonna keep killing. Get out the way. Or not. We don't care. We don't care if you drive in your car, we're gonna send missiles into it. We don't care if you're walking on the street, we're gonna target you. And while Lebanon is burning, Afghanistan, that's a whole country, is going into anarchy. And oh yeah, those troops that George Bush said would be coming home permanently, no, they're going to have to move them into Baghdad, supposedly the safest city in Iraq. Madness. Madness. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
The Illinois Department of Transportation thanks you for making the Orange Ribbon Campaign an increasing success. Worker injuries in construction areas went down last year. Now the bad news. Vehicle injuries went up. Now here's your safety reminder. Even when workers aren't present, you still need to slow down. Construction areas are dangerous for all drivers all the time. For your own sake, obey posted speed limits. Photo enforcement vans are now in use. Break the law and you will be fined. Keep everyone alive. Drive 45. A message from the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Oh, Lord, turn on the television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rah-rah, but we got to
keep your head up. keep your head up. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. I am looking at the amazing world that we find ourselves in. Definitely amazing world that we find ourselves in. It is breathtaking to see the front pages of every newspaper out here. And also what it says about the value of the people, value of human life. I was born in America, even though, although I know my roots are Nigerian, I was born in America. And so I think that I should be able to speak to this issue of being born, having been born here in America. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make me feel special. It doesn't make me feel protected. When I see that my country is taking out Americans out of Lebanon, doesn't make me feel good. Doesn't make me feel good at all. It makes me it reminds me, let me put it that way, it reminds me of the willingness that this country has in seeing some life as valuable and some life not. I mean, when you look at the fact that there are those two, that the doctor and the two nurses in New Orleans. Doctor and two nurses in New Orleans. Doctor being charged with killing some seniors that were stuck in New Orleans during Katrina, floating in water, dying. And the doctor is accused of sticking a needle in the people and moving them towards death. And I hear the outrage from some. But yet and still, we live in a country where doctors are being asked to stick a needle in somebody else and execute them. And it just shows me that there are some lives that are valuable here, and the decision of whether or not they have value is such an arbitrary one, and more often than not, the value of that life is determined by the amount of pigment in their skin, the amount of melanin. In their skin, the amount of cash in their checkbook. And so as I see the United States getting Americans out of Lebanon, and apparently U.S. Marines have landed in Beirut to evacuate Americans, more and more. Why isn't America stopping in Lebanon to stop this stuff? Why is that? Why? Why aren't Americans trying to stop this war? These are our times of madness that we're living in, folks. I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to say. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. 60 people were killed in Baghdad. Bombs. This latest one occurred when a suicide driver detonated a minivan at Sadr City. In Kirkuk, a car bomb detonated at midday near a courthouse, killing 20, wounding more than 150. It was the fourth car bombing in Kirkuk, where tensions were rising among the Arabs, Kurds, and Turkmen for control of the area's vast oil wealth. So let me just try to break it down for you. The United States, no, this administration went into Iraq to get the oil. Let's be clear. We went in to get the oil. How's that working out for us? How's that working out for us? So much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. When I come back, I'm going to talk about what is going on in the city of St. Louis in this extraordinary crisis and the take on it and the make of it and who is being impacted by it. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive, and the Eads Bridge will remain closed pending inspection after last week's storms. Many crews are still working in the areas to repair stoplights that have been out, remove debris from roadways, and fix broken water mains. Please exercise caution when driving up to signals that are not working and treat them as four-way stops. Westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road, there are reports of a disabled van and vehicle on the right shoulder. Northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, there's an accident reported. Northbound 270 is building on either side of 44. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant, look for some delays this hour. Northbound Route 3 on the Poplar Street Bridge is looking good, but westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, westbound Kingbridge traffic, and westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect delays due to the paving operations having only three lanes open. Left center lane is closed. Traffic's backing through 3rd Street at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Pardon me. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and a regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of showers this afternoon. The high should be around 90. This evening, look forward to mostly clear skies, early chance of showers. However, the rest of the evening looks good with a low around 70. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high in the lower 90s, and Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hello, I'm Joe Palm, candidate for state representative in the 57th District. I will support legislation to improve the educational experience for children in our community. I will work for improved access to health care for all citizens. I support a police citizen review board and a community approach to crime prevention. When you vote on August 8th, punch 29. The future of our community is in your hands. Visit JoePalm.com and learn more.
Paid for by Palm for 57th, Vanessa Williams, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, and I'm running for state representative in the 60th District. Are you tired of the politicians that only come around when they need your vote? Politicians that care more about serving themselves and their family members than the interests of the people. Politicians that use eminent domain to take people's homes. On Tuesday, August 8th, the power will be in your hands. You can make a change by voting for me, Jamila Nasheed. I don't only talk the talk, I walk the walk. As your next state representative, I will fight for a livable wage, better schools, job opportunities for our community, and I will also protect homeowners from eminent domain. I will hold regular meetings and return phone calls. That is my pledge to you. On Tuesday, August the 8th, fill in number 38 on your ballot. Vote for Jamila Nasheed. A voice for the voiceless.
Paid for by Citizens to Elect Jamila Nasheed, Felicia Brooks, Treasurer.
Fill in 38.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. And, you know what? You need to get up. You need to get to me. I am one of the people out here in the city of St. Louis that I still do not have any electricity. And it is crazy. It is absolutely crazy out here how things have been done in this city. I've watched to see, and we're gonna report more on this, but I've watched to see how the emergency management plan in the city of St. Louis has unfolded, has revealed itself. And it has not. I just watched in utter amazement as it was told, and I listened in utter amazement as it was told to me. There are seniors out there that don't have ice. Seniors out there that don't have food. I know I helped Irene J. Smith on Friday, buying food, taking food, getting food to our seniors. Just one small hunk of concentrated seniors. And it was fascinating to see this city's response and to see what their needs are. People have extension cords that are stretched across the street, extension cords, because the electricity is off on one side of the street and not on the other side of the street. There are on the corner where I live, every house on the corner except mine is on. Street lights are on, but my electricity is not on. Street lights on both sides of the streets. Now I understand why street lights are on. But why isn't my electricity? Why isn't the electricity for folks out there on? And I shuddered as I was told over the weekend that clearly, Francis Slay is more concerned about the outage of his power at the St. Louis Board of Education than he is about the outage of the power in your community. In your city. I was told, and I just couldn't stop shaking my head, that he was on a rap station over the weekend, spitting contempt into the ears of all who would listen to him. Spitting contempt into the ears of those who listened. Thank God, you know, on the other hand, thank God that the power was out. So a lot of people didn't have to have this assault thrown in their faces, in their ears. How is it that the mayor of the city of St. Louis, the guy that's sitting in the mayor's office anyway, comes on the station to talk to African people? He doesn't bring with him the Black fire chief. Seeing Francis Slay and Sherman George out in the biggest emergency to hit this city, and Francis's tenure speaks volumes about the contempt that Francis has for Black folks. And the contempt was made even clearer when Francis Slay was talking about his outage of power at the school board. He wasn't talking about where seniors can go to get ice. He wasn't talking about where citizens can go to get food. He wasn't talking about, he wasn't expressing outrage that his city was not turned back on. Oh, no. The only outage of power that has obsessed, that has caught the attention span of Francis Slay is his outage of power at the St. Louis Public School Board. And let's be clear, the city of St. Louis spoke very loudly, we don't want Francis Slay meddling in the school board. His own ward said, no, Francis, focus on the job that you were hired to do. No, Francis, we don't want you controlling the St. Louis school boards because you screwed it up. You screw it up. You're no good at it. Your intentions are not noble. They are monetary. They are financial. And here we have Francis Lay talking about, whining about, crying about his outage of power at the St. Louis Public Schools and not the outage of power in the city of St. Louis. Do you know that Francis Lay, just think about this. And again, I am no emergency management expert. But let's just think about this for a second. When a crisis like this, a crisis of no electricity for 500,000 people hits the city, don't you call in the alder people? Sit them down. Don't you call them in 12 hours after this hits, 5 hours after this hits, 3 hours after this hits? Okay, fellas. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Ward 1, where's your cooling center so we can get the word out? Ward 2, where's your cooling center? Ward 1, what do you need to, what do we need to get to you? Who do we get it to? How do we route it to you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, here are the command centers. This is where you send your people. Here are the routes that we're going to take. Here are the resources that we have to get the food to your people. We need to have our finger on the pulse of this. All right, people, talk to me. Where are your cooling stations? Where do we need, where does the city of St. Louis need to get food to fit folks? That meeting has never taken place. And yet we have Francis Lay whining on rap radio about his loss of power, his power outage at the St. Louis Public School Board. Not one single emergency meeting was held with alder people to coordinate the needs of this city. Still hasn't been met, but he found time to put a suit on while the rest of us can't find our irons or our ironing boards. Found time to put a suit on and get to a rap station and cry about his loss of power, his power outage at the St. Louis Public School Board. Ain't that some stuff? That's contempt for black people. That's thinking that he's going to be able to whip black people up into some kind of frenzy. That was more important to him that a 93-year-old senior that was sitting down at his table getting ready to eat some bad meat. That is more important. These are astonishing times, folks. You are being used. There is an attempt to use you. There is an attempt to manipulate you. There is an attempt to distract you. And it's not just happening in George Bush's office. It's happening at another out-of-touch, self-serving, clueless elected official. And I'm talking about Francis Lay. Francis Lay is no less of an idiot than George W. Bush. And you can write that down. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Greetings, St. Louis. For a fresh approach on the local sporting scene, check out The Oliver Show, Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline, Washington. We've been telling you about how some of America's toll roads are being leased out to foreign corporations. Now it turns out that those stories could only be the tip of the iceberg. Last year, President Bush put his signature on a bill that allows and promotes the establishment of tolls on existing and planned interstate roadways, bridges, and tunnels. It has been federal law to prohibit charging a fee on just about any road constructed with federal money. But this new law will change all that. The law is called SAFETEA-LU. It stands for Safe, Accountable, Flexible, Efficient Transportation Equity Act. The tolls to be collected will be gotten automatically, and that means some type of RFID device will likely be attached to either your license plate or vehicle so it can be detected every time you use the roadway. The plan authorizes setting up several experimental programs to see which one works out best. Some of them include charging for special existing lanes that will be used for highly occupied vehicles or perhaps only certain types of vehicles. Also, new lanes could be added to existing highways, and you could have to pay to drive on them, sort of like the concept of express lanes. This initiative will be referred to as a public-private partnership, and you can look for big corporations such as Bechtel and Halliburton to rake in big money from new construction that will come about. Other corporations, including overseas entities, will likely get involved in the implementation of toll collections. So the port deal we saw earlier this year with the Dubai entity that caused such a hue and cry was just a harbinger for the selling of America. A related story concerning plans for a Supermax highway is coming up on one of today's later reports. This is your wake-up call global news update.
With Republican slash health care coverage impacting over 100,000 Missourians, as a member of the powerful budget committee, I work to restore those cuts. Many are still affected and don't have health care coverage. As your next state senator, I will continue to fight and be a strong voice for all the residents of the 4th Senatorial District. Tuesday, August the 8th, punch number 26 to vote for me, Amber Holly Boykins, an experienced leader who has a record of achievement as your state representative and the proven leadership we need in your next state senator.
Paid for by friends of Amber H. Boykin, Pam Butler, Treasurer.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Wow! The whole affair. I got rocks and rebels and gold and
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 1-877-920-WG, and you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz Brown. You mentioned something about the power in St. Louis, also in Illinois. This is an awakening call, morning awakening call, when international law is trashed and supported by the United States of America. You never bomb a power plant. You never bomb a power plant, and you never bomb a international airport in Lebanon here. We have a very serious problem when the envoy peace is not in place here. And this is an awakening call for the Americans who have over a half a million have lost power, and to fill it, the bottom line is to fill it. It's miserable, miserable loss of food, and when you view over there in Lebanon, when they bomb the power plant, you have over a million people without power. This is something that the Americans will have to understand. When you lose power, you lose power to hospitals. They are so irresponsible here, and they're gonna have to pay the price. We are gonna have to pay the price to reconstruct after this conflict. Liz Brown, keep talking. Keep talking about this issue. You are very important, and may God bless you forever.
Thanks for your call, Clark. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. A fascinating story is emerging from one would never wouldn't automatically think. John Bolton, confirmation, Lebanon. What is interesting is that there is going to be, George Bush has brought back, has revived the confirmation question of John Bolton. And if in case you didn't know, John Bolton has been ambassador at the United Nations, a place where he said that, you know, we would be better off if we bombed it away. He's there because Bush gave him a temporary appointment during a Senate recess last August. Well, there's a confirmation hearing for him starting on Thursday. Why? Because John Bolton is the biggest cheerleader in the bombing of, the killing of Lebanese people on behalf of Israel. And so what this administration is going to do is it's going to be twisted. It's going to be it's clever, and it's twisted. They're using John Bolton as the means and the reason to. They're using the confirmation of John Bolton as proof of this country's support of Israel. How twisted is that? How twisted is that? Make sure that you keep your eye on that. The Democrats are saying it's going to be a bruising fight. We will see. I hope so. Because if your reason that you're supporting John Bolton is because of what is of Israel, and what Israel is doing in Lebanon, then we're all in a lot of trouble. Britain broke ranks with George Bush just last night over Lebanon, publicly criticizing Israel's military tactics and urging America to understand the price being paid by ordinary Lebanese citizens. I say to Great Britain what I have said to others. Who let the dogs out? You have been standing by America, enabling George Bush to slaughter all kinds of people all over Iraq. Who let the dogs out? So the fact that this administration is standing still and allowing the slaughtering of innocent Lebanese people should come as no surprise to you, Great Britain. Who let the dogs out? The Foreign Minister, Kim Howells. These are the first public criticisms by Great Britain of Israel's military campaign. Tony Blair also voiced deep concern about the escalating violence. Now understand, when did this, how did this, where did this position from Great Britain come? It came as Israeli tanks and warplanes pounded targets across the southern border of Lebanon, bombing and killing on Saturdays. How is it Hezbollah's fault? How is it? How is it? One 877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. 2,000 troops moved across the border of Lebanon yesterday. Oh, by the way, the Lebanese have no planes. Only Israel does. And they're saying that they have the right to do this. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, you know, when you're talking about this wall there, this is a wall that will not, I don't think, end soon unless, you know, American people understand and stop having this childish mentality to believe something like what the racists, European youth when they first came to this country, that we were sent here by God to destroy a nation of people. You have Christian peoples here in this country, Mrs. Brown, and it's a shame but I'm glad for them to know that I am one that is uneducated. I'm not one of their class, and I'm not trying to get in no class beyond them. I want to get in that lowest class that is uneducated to sit back and say that, well, we got to do this because God chosen peoples. You will hear people just out here saying this, Mrs. Brown. They believe that the world is coming to an end, and they acting like it's joyful that somebody is doing what their God wants them to do. And to murder people like they are doing, though, they're killing kids and things. As the gentleman says about the food and what's happening here in St. Louis, can you imagine what those people's going through over there? And don't have a bicycle to carry a 22 route.
Thanks for your call. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. She's there, but can Condoleezza Rice do what no one has been able to so far? Stop the fighting between Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah militants?
suspected Hezbollah targets under Israeli fire as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrives in the region to begin talks on ending the conflict. An immediate ceasefire is unlikely, but Jerusalem Post editor David Horowitz says diplomacy can work.
What needs to be done by the international community, most especially, is some kind of mechanism to prevent, when this is all over, to prevent Hezbollah simply resupplying itself.
Secretary Rice has said Hezbollah must disarm before a ceasefire can be sustained. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The fighting's raged on for almost 2 weeks. ABC's Linda Albanese, more from Matula, Israel.
There's an explosion here.
Okay.
Very dangerous.
You can hear some of the explosions in the background. That's outgoing shells from Israeli tanks. The vehicles here moving out, kicking up dust. The Israeli soldiers are telling us to get out now for our own safety. They say rockets have been falling. I can hear artillery exchanges where I'm standing. Israel trying to gain a foothold inside Lebanon. They've taken control of one important village. They're now fighting for a foothold in a second. Linda Albin, ABC News, on the Lebanon border. An Israeli helicopter crashed near the border today. At least six soldiers were hurt. Saddam Hussein's trial resumed after a two-week recess, but the former Iraqi leader is not there. He's being treated after going on a 17-day hunger strike. Gas prices are up, the latest Lundberg survey says, about 2 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Well, Tiger Woods won the British Open, his first major win since his father's death.
The emotions start coming up, and I try to keep them down. Try to see, I still got one more putt to make here. Just try to make birdie here, finish off the right way, and I left it short. Then once I tapped it in, and everything just came flowing out. I just could not stop it. I mean, it's just, I miss my dad so much, and wish he was here to watch this.
This is ABC News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Luvox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
The pirates still rule the box office. Here's ABC's Dave Albert.
To Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow!
Johnny Depp and his Pirates of the Caribbean took the top spot for the third straight weekend. Its $35 million haul brings its total to more than $321 million. Debuting in second place...
There! Right there! Shoot it!
The animated family film Monster House took in $23 million. Lady in the Water opened at number three.
Hey! I saw you! Come on out now.
M. Night Shyamalan's latest thriller earned an estimated $18 million. Rounding out the top five, a couple of comedies, You, Me, and Dupree, and Little Man. Dave Alford, ABC News, Hollywood.
How'd you like to make this choice, your cancer or your heart? A study in the journal Nature Medicine says the drug Gleevec, which is one of the most successful treatments for leukemia, can significantly increase a patient's risk of congestive heart failure. One researcher says, though, risks aside, for some patients, it is the only option. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom. Here's a WGNU News report brought to you by McDonald's. I'm Peyton Colston. Many St. Louis area residents are still waiting for the lights to come back on after last week's destructive storms. Ameren UE reports there are still more than 225,000 people out of power in the area. Ameren officials hope to have everyone's power back on by Wednesday. The death toll from last week's weather is up to four. Friday morning, a construction worker identified by the Post-Dispatch as Eric Foskett of High Ridge died when high winds crushed him under steel. In Jefferson County, officials believe an elderly DeSoto man may have died from the heat Friday. 50-year-old Chester Chapman of East St. Louis was electrocuted by downed power lines Thursday. And 93-year-old Ella Willis died Thursday night in St. Louis of an apparent heat-related illness.
Most communities in the Metro East have normal water service this morning. Illinois American Water Company had issued boil water advisories after power problems at the Granite City and East St. Louis treatment plants, and Granite City was without water for part of Friday. All service has been restored, and all of the boil advisories from Illinois American Water have been lifted. Also, St. Louis City and County residents needing food can get free meals at several distribution sites. In the city, the American Red Cross will give out meals between noon and 4 in the afternoon every day until the power outage emergency is over. Meals will also be given out at 20 sites scattered throughout St. Louis County. For more information, call the United Way at 1-800-427-4626. And also, St. Louis County residents who have downed limbs from last week's storms can get the debris picked up at no charge. Laurie Twombly of the St. Louis County Department of Highways and Traffic says people just need to gather up the limbs and put them on the curb for pickup. The limbs don't need to be bundled or tied together. Debris will be picked up at no charge for 2 weeks. To arrange a pickup, call 314-615-8538. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by McDonald's. Just how thirsty are you? Quench your thirst without ever leaving the cool air conditioning of your car with a Yugo-sized drink at McDonald's for just 89 cents. McDonald's, I'm loving it. I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chamberlain College of Nursing. These bridges closed via inspections from last week's storms. Many crews are still out working on roadways. If you run up to a blinking four-way stop or a stop that's dark, treat it as a four-way stop and just use caution. Northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, there's an accident that's been cleared. Traffic's still slowing around 44. Eastbound 44 at Six Flags, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked. Westbound 5570 at Tudor, look for a disabled vehicle in the traffic lanes. Eastbound 44 at Bulls and Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way into, or from T.R. Hughes 79, look for congestion there. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant, look for delays possible. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge in Illinois 3, delays are possible there. And all your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge are slow due to the fact that paving operations are underway and three lanes are open, but traffic is still backed up at the exchange. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Chamberlain College of Nursing. Have you heard? Deaconess is now Chamberlain College of Nursing. Chamberlain offers ASN and BSN nursing degrees programs and a fast-track RN to BSN degree completion program. See chamberlain.edu for more details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Mostly sunny, 20% chance of showers this afternoon, high around 90 this evening. Mostly clear, there's a chance for showers early in the evening, but for the most part, should be a reasonable evening with a low around 70. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, high in the lower 90s, and Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. So, did everybody survive the weekend? Living with folks where you don't live? Living without power? Living in a city with no disaster plan. I will reiterate. I think that, I think it's important to do so. I'm looking at what's happening in New York. Their power is off in the Bronx as well. Criticisms are coming on all levels from the electric company in New York. I believe it is Con Ed. Con Ed remains unsure when full power will be restored in New York City. They have no explanation of why the power has taken so long to get on. My question to the city of St. Louis is this. How do we have leadership in the city of St. Louis, Francis Slay, that is more concerned about? Francis Slay went on a rap station this weekend. Not to talk about your power outage, but to talk about his power outage in the St. Louis Public School Board. That's the only power outage that seems to have consumed him. He wants his power back on at the St. Louis Public Schools. And the reality is that this guy, this dude, this man that's sitting in the mayor's office hasn't held one emergency meeting with elected officials to get the resources to the citizens that don't have their power back on, to get the resources to the citizens that are suffering. There are 93-year-old people out here trying to eat bad meat because they don't have any food in their homes. Has someone knocked on your door? Have they knocked on your door out here? What is the plan? How can Francis Slay not have an emergency meeting with elected officials to engage in a plan? And again, I'm not a FEMA person. I'm not in charge of FEMA. I'm not an emergency response expert. But common sense dictates to you that 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours after an emergency like this that took out the power of 500,000 people, you would have an emergency meeting with the people on the ground, the elected officials on the ground. Where is the cooling center in the second ward? Where's the cooling center in the third ward? Where do I mobilize the National Guard? Who do I send the National Guard to? How do you know that if you haven't had a meeting with these people? It is incredible that we have some dude sitting in the mayor's office going on radio to talk about, to whine about, to cry about a mandate from the city of St. Louis when Francis Lay's own ward said, no, we don't want you in charge of the school board. When they said that in April, Francis Lay, in the midst of the biggest disaster to hit this city ever with UE, he's going on rap radio to whine about his power outage at the Board of Education. And not to tell you about the resources that you should be turning to while your real power is off. These are wild times. You need to be outraged about how your city responds to your needs. What catches the attention of the dude sitting up there in City Hall? Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. Charles Quincy Troop. We're gonna take a break, sir. We'll be back to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Right. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, candidate for state representative in the 60th District, and I'm urging you to go to the polls on August the 8th and let your voice be heard. On August 8th, vote Jamila Nasheed, a voice for the voiceless.
Paid for by Citizens to Elect Jamila Nasheed, Felicia Brooks, treasurer.
Hello, I'm Joe Palm, candidate for state representative in the 57th District. I will support legislation to improve the educational experience for children in our community. I will work for improved access to health care for all citizens. I support a police citizen review board and a community approach to crime prevention. When you vote on August 8th, punch 29. The future of our community is in your hands. Visit JoePalm.com and learn more.
Paid for by Palm for 57th, Vanessa Williams, treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Charles Quincy Troop, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I am. Well, my electric came back on yesterday.
Lucky you.
But let me tell you, you know, when we had your, but just let me go back a bit. Let me thank you and Irene for trying to get this Urban Institute up and running. I think this disaster clearly indicates in my mind that it's only something like the Urban Institute is going to be able to fill the gap for Black people. We had, and the city had absolutely no plan. After we went on, after you had your show on Friday morning, the mayor called a meeting Friday afternoon when made an announcement in the Board of Aldermen that he wanted to meet with the Board of Aldermen to give us an update.
Okay, so give you an update, not to solicit information, but to give you an update.
To give the board an update.
Uh-huh.
The board. So the Board of Aldermen met with the mayor. He called a meeting But he only caught that meeting, Liz, because of your show, because of the information that you was putting out there. And his response was a direct response to your show and the black elected official that was on that show. So I just want to compliment you for that. But what was real clear is that even when they reported to us, there is no plan. The disaster preparedness person was not there.
Wait a minute. Francis Slay had a meeting because it was Irene J. Smith that brought this, that brought the information about what the emergency management plan is supposed to do. At least partially. We're going to be talking about that more this week. But they didn't have Francis Slay, when he had this meeting with y'all, didn't have the emergency person there.
If he was there, he didn't introduce him and he didn't say anything. You know. And it was a haphazard hand note. There was nothing passed out in no written documents, no plan at all. I mean, this was all shooting from the hip. The only thing that was clear to me is we're in trouble, and we're in trouble. I'm gonna go back to this because if we don't plan for ourselves, then we can't expect the government or anybody else to plan for us. Katrina made it real clear to me that if this any disaster that comes, whether it's man-made or whether it's made by a natural disaster, we're going to suffer and we're going to die. We're going to receive the whole brunt of the suffering. Now, and I made a complaint to the black alderman when I was a state rep, when I wrote a letter about the infrastructure in the black community being old, fragile, unmaintained, and subject to massive destruction in any kind of disaster, whether it's heat, snow, or whatever. And I wrote it to the Public Service Commission in Jeff City and copied one of the aldermen in the city of St. Louis. And we had a black chairman of this alderman committee and a black chairman of the Missouri Public Service Commission, and they put it under the rug. But one of the main reasons that we are really having the problems we're having is that trees are all over the lines, and they should be cut back. And the infrastructure in the black community is 60, 70, 80 years old. They haven't changed it. They've never changed it. And it is more subject to failure than the newer communities. And they're out. And even the newer communities were out. Their grids was out as well. But the infrastructure was easy to get them back on. So they'll be going on and off. But we have a real serious problem. And I don't know how we're going to solve that problem. If we don't sit down and start planning together, and the only structure we have is the Urban Institute, the black elected officials haven't met to discuss this issue.
Mm.
So we don't even have an organization where we can get together
and
to
here's
discuss
the, and, this, and if, this and if disaster. I could talk about that just for a second, it's my understanding that it's interesting that you mentioned that, because the chairman of the black caucus for the city of St. Louis is Terry Kennedy. And apparently there were a handful of black elected officials that ran off to a restaurant after the board meeting to talk about the school board. They haven't had a meeting to talk about.
If I don't know who these black elected officials were, these black aldermen were, but I was not invited. So I would assume that these are black aldermen who supported Buford and Clinksdale.
Uh-huh.
You know, because
how'd that work out for him?
I don't understand how the black alderman would run out to a meeting to discuss the school board, and all of the black aldermen was not invited, and that the environment was so uncertain that they couldn't have any dissent among whatever it was they was meeting to talk about.
Mm.
But it's not beyond me to think that the black alderman would slip out
But I think that when
I see the way some of them voted on that on those taxes.
But I think it is necessary to say that those that attended this meeting are all in the pot. Their commonality is that they're in the pocket of Francis Slay.
So it's just another
Slay side meeting with a handful of elected officials that are in his pocket. So let's be clear on who they were and whose interest they represent.
Well, it's real clear that a whole lot of people was in black elected officials was in Francis Slay pocket, because when you set up and vote for a tax that you know is not going to provide the services that black children need to get them out of these gangs, to get them out of this street, but you're going to tax to spend $40 million on capital improvement, and you can't fight for programming for these black kids to move them out of this hostile and deadly environment that they're in. And you know the tax that you're going to impose on black people is not going to serve the needs of black people.
And that's one of the things that
that is crazy.
And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about at the Urban Institute. I think it would be very, very, it is very important for everyone to come out to the meeting this Saturday at 9 a.m. because we're going to be showing that tape so that you all can see with your own eyes the issue that the black elected officials are going to be bringing you, this issue of this tax
It's two taxes that they want us to vote for,
without a plan, without a commitment. And it's important to hear, because I think a lot of you are going to be shocked when you see some of the people that are embracing this. And it's important for everybody to come out to the Urban Institute to view that with their own eyes this week.
But they voted for a tax increase for the police department, for the police that don't even want to live in the city.
That's another thing.
So they voted for that, though.
So they're asking for three new taxes for the citizens of the city of St. Louis.
Well, they got the vote. Let me tell you how they did it. It's so sick. It's crazy. You vote for a tax in August. You'll be voting for the tax for the community centers and the tax for the police. Now, if the police tax don't pass in August, it's going to be back on the ballot in November. But the tax for the centers, if it don't pass, it won't be back on the tax on the ballot in November. Now, how sick is that?
So wait a minute. So we have two taxes on the ballot for this August?
Yeah, you're going to have two in August. Now, if the police tax pass, if it don't pass, they'll have another shot at it in November. It'll be back on the ballot in November. But if the community center tax don't pass, it won't be back on the tax.
And the answer to both of these taxes is no.
Yeah, you got to vote. You got to kill them both.
Got to kill both of them.
Because for community centers don't serve the needs of our children. Then you're
it's
gonna
another
have to
lie.
Pay to go to the community center.
You're going to have to pay to go to these community centers.
Yeah, you got to pay. Right now, you don't have to pay to go to any of the community. You can go to Wolves any place else without paying now. But you're going to have to pay to go to the new one.
That's outrageous.
It's crazy. Look, it is insane. And that's why this institute is critical in the thinking black people who can't feed. I have people calling. They don't have no food for their children, for their babies, newborn babies. You know, there's no...
Quincy, I would like to hold you on just for a second, because I'd like you to talk about some of the needs in your community that Francis Slay and these folks are not meeting. Can we do that, please?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll get to the other callers, too. Please stay with us. We're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive In. The East Bridge is closed, pending inspection following last week's storms. Many crews are out working on the roadways. If you run across a signal that is not working, treat it as a four-way stop and use caution. Eastbound 44 after Six Flags, there's a accident has been cleared, but you may see some delays. Westbound 40 at Boone's Crossing, there's debris in two traffic lanes. Westbound 70 at 79, disabled tractor trailer in the left lane. There are possible delays. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for an accident. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic all the way into 270. Eastbound 70 at 79 Mid Rivers. There's congestion going on there. Westbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry and Graham Hanley. Debris possible. Westbound 270 at Illinois 111 and Canal Bridge. Look for heavy volume. Northbound 270 at 55 and Big Bend. Look for slow traffic there. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge are stacked up. That's via the paving operations still going on westbound 5570. Three lanes are open and traffic's backed up through 203. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. It's Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and a regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Mostly sunny, a chance for showers this afternoon, high around 90. Mostly clear this evening, chance for early showers, but otherwise clear and low around 70. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high in the lower 90s, and Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-90s. Currently, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Just like a well-built house needs a good design and plan, so do our lives. This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby.
Two life coaches. Please join us as we take your questions about designing your life. We'll discuss life planning, following through, and the obstacles that get in the way.
This is your weekly chance to get some answers you've been looking for. We hope you'll join us on The Design Life on WGNU every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
This is Jim Curran, Current Events. I'm delighted to say that Current Events is now on Monday nights from 8 to 10 o'clock. Current Events, where we encourage discussions for both sides of an issue. That way we can learn from each other. That's Jim Curran, Current Events, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on AM 920 WGNU, the station for the issues that matter most.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Quincy, can you hold for a second? I want to get to this car phone here. Yes, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Liz Brown.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that I noticed during this whole power outage thing, and it's ridiculous that America, we can spend money all around the world, but we can't take care of our own infrastructure. They've been knowing for years that we need a new power lines and everything needs to be redone. They need to get out there and cut these trees down that are on the power lines that they're ignoring, because that's one of the things that they cut back on. But another thing was the traffic. I called the Florissant Police Department about the fact that there's no police officers at no major intersections to direct traffic.
Mm-hmm.
People are backed up. We're paying $3 a gallon for gas, sitting in line.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that they didn't want to put their police officer's life on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting up there, and I said to myself, what? We got people out here backed up for a half a mile at major intersections no police out there to direct traffic. You're talking about something dangerous, but the people should be out there. That traffic should be moving.
Thanks for your call.
Have a good one.
Caller makes a good point. What's happened in the city of St. Louis with our police, Quinn?
Well, you know, well, there ain't no question that, you know, the police are controlled by the governor, as is the National Guards. And we haven't had a meeting with the police chief. He hasn't called a meeting as well.
But they want a raise. They want to raise this on this election day, right?
Yeah. They got a ballot measure coming out to do exactly that.
And was there an all-out order for all the police officers to be on the street during this emergency?
Well, that's what they said. All of the police officers and the firemen was called to duty. But
I didn't see all of the police officers at duty.
Well, I did. You know, I called yesterday. I saw some crime that was going on, and I called the police, and they did respond. Well, readily they respond. they did call, and they called back after their response, which was you know, impressive yesterday. But they're supposed to be on the street, and I don't know.
Well, tell us some of the things that should have happened that didn't happen in terms of an emergency meeting of all of the elected officials 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours after this emergency that wasn't called by Francis Slay.
Well, it should have been called by Francis Slay, and the police department should also given the elected officials an update, and it did not happen. And the update that they gave us, it was clear that they were not able to answer any questions. And whatever you see going on in these wards is happening because the aldermen are making it happen. It's not happening because of any assistance that the city, the state, or the federal government are giving to the aldermen to make it happen.
Well, when you drive around your ward, what are you seeing? What are the needs that are not being met by Francis Slay?
Well, number one, that's clear. There's no program for the babies between the ages of, you know, the first 18 months. They're not even targeted. The WIC program probably should have been increased. What I recommended to the mayor is that we enhance the Meals on Wheels to a point that whereby we can backfill, we can do all of the seniors' buildings, and then we can backfill those seniors in the neighborhood that need these meals.
Well, did Francis Slay at this meeting that he called hastily assembled meeting after we did the show, Irene J. Smith and I did the show on Friday, during this meeting, did Francis Slay say to the alder people that were there, give me a list of all your senior buildings? And what are the statuses of the senior buildings in your ward? Where are they electricity-wise? Was that question ever asked?
No, the question was not asked. What I brought up was my two senior buildings, and we have about 300 people in those two buildings. And what we was able to work out is two meals a day for the people in those buildings. But we can have a lot of senior citizens out there in the universe that are not in senior citizens' buildings.
But I'm just saying this truth because that's fundamental emergency stuff. How could Francis Slay know all of the senior buildings in the wards if he's not talking to the older people and whether or not those senior buildings have electricity or not?
He didn't even ask the question. We didn't have the electricity, and when they went to the seniors' building and one of my seniors, in my seniors' building, Spirit, they didn't have enough. The emergency generators in the building was only strong enough to carry to operate the first floor, where there's no light, no people living, and the elevators. And outside of that, the generators could not provide anything.
I was in that seniors' building. I was helping Irene bring food and water to that senior building, and they didn't have enough electricity for their ice machine to work either.
No, just the elevators and the lights on the first floor. Now, what's important in those rooms of that, we had some rooms that was 94 degrees temperature.
Mm.
and no seniors building. Mm-hmm. But listen, the other thing is these babies. What I'm saying is there's no food for everybody. The people on fixed income, and whether they AFDC or temporary assistance or seniors or Social Security, they get their checks and they buy enough food to last stable to last them for the month. Then they have no electricity if they have money, and if you have money, you know, you don't have, you can't cook it. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be, you got to look at those children as well as the seniors. And right now, the last word I got, there was no organized, coordinated program to even identify the people or give them a place to come where they can secure, you know.
And let's talk about even if you're not on WIC, even if you're not on on assistance of any sort, when your refrigerator goes out, baby's milk goes out, right?
Everything
goes out. Baby's food, all of that stuff for your baby. So what was the plan of Francis Slay? He's out here crying about his power outage at the St. Louis Board of Education. What about the babies that have an immediate need right now for sustenance?
Well, I understand where Slay is coming from, and I'm not mad at Slay for coming into the black community when our seniors are having heat strokes and no food and no electricity, and to talk about sports and to talk about the school board and rather than talking about education. And that's what the board, if the emphasis is on sports, is on director of Florida Irons, because nobody is really criticized. There's just a few people talking about William, and that education in the schools is not about sports. It's supposed to be preparing the kids for life, not premature mortality. And he did what he thought was important to black people, and he was addressing the spin that they're trying to put on this thing. And the spin is...
I really don't want to talk about the spin. I want to talk about the fact that we're in an emergency situation and the dude that's in the mayor's office is not addressing the real needs that are out here.
But that's an insult to us.
Yes, it is.
To let him come to us with that kind of insanity at a point in time when 90% of the black community in the city, in the county, is without electricity.
Mm.
And 90% of them, they can't have heat, air, communication, or even receive this transmission now.
That's fact.
So, and he's talking about the school board, because he lost power at the school board. That goes to show you how arrogant and how vertical these people really are, and how stupid they think we are, that they would bring us that in an emergency. But more importantly, who was the black host of this radio station that he went on to talk about the school board? What was in their head that they would let him come on there to talk about the school board when even many of the stations, the communication centers were down?
Now, not only that, but many people employed at those places didn't have electricity.
Well,
I mean, I still don't have electricity. I still don't have electricity.
Well, how brain dead can you be? And those people, that's why they're talk show hosts outside of you.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for your call, Quince. We're gonna get to some more of your calls and questions and comments and concerns when we get back. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Did you know that we have one of the highest unemployment rates? No hospitals in Normandy and failing schools within the 71st District? Henry Awenifu wants to change this landscape. We can no longer continue to vote for candidates who will not fight for the basic needs in our community. On August 8th, vote for Henry Awenifu, a candidate who will fight to restore our community's landscape like he did as trustee for the village of Uplands Park.
This ad was paid for by the citizens to elect Henry Awenifu.
Hey everybody, I'm Scott Cooper. I want to invite you to tune in to my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. right here on WGNU. Join me as I take you on a journey inside the incredible world of flowers. I'll entice you with ideas from weddings to home entertaining and so very much more. I'm all about flowers and a whole lot of fun. Please join me Tuesdays at 10 a.m. as we stop and smell the flowers right here on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline, Washington. Embattled Representative Cynthia McKinney will have to engage in a runoff election next month with a small amount of campaign money and little support from her congressional colleagues. In the primary election last week, there was less than 1,500 votes separating her from challenger Hank Johnson, the DeKalb County Commissioner. A third person was also in the race, a white businessman, and he took about 8% of the entire vote. Observers think Johnson could wind up with his votes and beat out McKinney. McKinney could be suffering fallout from her run-in with Capitol Police earlier this year, but she also did not show up for two scheduled TV debates that led up to this primary election. Some members of the Congressional Black Caucus were surprised she even had a race to win and are not planning to rally to support her, but instead will try and keep their distance because she is perceived as being damaged goods. The winner will go against Republican Katherine Davis in November. And Dateline Washington, could the Democratic push for a hike in the minimum wage pay dividends in the November elections? Their proposal calls for a hike from $5.51 to $7.25, an increase of over 40%. Most Republican candidates, whether incumbents or not, have refused to support the initiative, saying it'll cause too much harm to the economy and will lead to a loss of jobs. But there is the possibility that lobbies for small business could take the Democrats to task, as they're the ones who will be most impacted by a hike in the minimum wage. At the present time, there are over 20 states that have already established their minimum wage above the federal level, and several of those states have recently approved even further increases. This is your wake-up call global news update.
This is Mark Hinderleiter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, volunteer leader, or head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that matter to you. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Do you think the power outage was racially motivated?
Racially motivated? You mean, I don't understand.
I mean, they didn't, certain sections of the city had their power on before.
Restoring of power.
Yeah.
Was that racially, did that have a racial impact? I'm trying to crunch the numbers right now, Mike, to see where the focus was. It feels as if North St. Louis was disproportionately impacted by that, but I haven't finished crunching the numbers on that to know. Why do you feel that way?
No, because, I think it was, because the grid system, you know, if one on one side of the street ain't working, that don't mean the other side's working because they got they're working on like a grid system. It's like a, almost like a parallel circuit.
Okay, and you're saying what? What conclusion are you drawing?
I mean, basically, it's probably that's what happened. It's not the, you know, I don't think it's racially motivated because you know you got to go for. You got to fix
but don't we don't we have to look? But there are decisions when everyone when UE is looking at this map, they can say we're going to go work on this area first, this area second, this area third. I mean, human decisions are factored into where work is decided, where workers are sent, where workers are with the expertise are prioritized, where trees are cut down. All of that is human decision making. And I guess, Mike, the best way for either one of us to draw a conclusion about how this the decisions came down is we have to look at who got power on first, who got power on second, who got power on last, who, where were the crews dispersed, where was the time and attention spent, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know either. I don't know.
Okay. I just wondering.
Okay, and I appreciate your question.
All right.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And we cannot forget that we live in the fourth most segregated city in the entire United States of America. There's a reason for that. And there are repercussions of that. That's just not a fact that just sits out there and nothing comes of it, nothing results from that fact. That's a fact with dire repercussions. Donna.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I just wanted to remind people that at our last board administrative meeting that there was an issue on there with the Red Cross.
And this is Donna Jones, school board member.
Yes,
good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And I brought up the, we were asked to approve the Red Cross being able to come into the schools in case of emergency and set up.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that resolution on the agenda.
Yes. And I asked the question, why is it that we're not asking the Red Cross to bring something to the table? Because I remember when Katrina hit and the Red Cross, I was always in the thinking that they were a not-for-profit organization, and come to find out they surely make lots of profit. And it should have been no problem for them to come in and help set our schools up for an emergency situation like the one we're facing now, where we could have been stocked with water, food supplies for at least a week, and other essential things like milk for babies and
cooling centers.
That's right, and mm-hmm. cooling centers. And that would have been easily something that they could have done and help us put together. But it was said that we should just be glad that they're going to help us. And I'm tired of this kind of thinking in our community that we don't feel like we pay our tax dollars and we help and do all these different things, but other people don't feel like they need to give back the services to our community.
There needs to be a refocusing on how our community is viewed as a place where people can come and take, and there's no reason to invest back in it.
That's right. And I also want to remind people about the mail. It's my understanding from several postal workers that there is a big mail mix-up.
Mm.
Due to the power outage, and I know several people who were supposed to be getting checks in the mail, and they had letters that were sent to them a week ago, and they've yet to receive them.
Mm.
So we got mail that has not made it here, and I'm really disgusted. We're still in the dark since last Wednesday.
And you live in the same. You're still in the dark too.
Still in the dark, and I haven't seen anybody riding around giving out ice or anything. We got elderly people all up and down the street.
Or knocking on doors to see if people are all right.
Nothing.
Mm. So, all right.
I just thank you and for keeping the information out there. But we need to make sure people give back what they said.
And that's another problem that we've had is our hello?
Yes.
Okay. You wanted to finish that last thought. We need to make certain what?
That people give back.
Absolutely.
To our community what they're asking for things. They need to give something back in return from now on.
That's a fact.
Stop taking and we're not giving out anything else.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Jesse.
Hey. Hi, Liz.
How are you?
Oh, still sitting in the dark.
Mm.
Let me tell you something, Liz. They said that they brought the National Guards out to help the community.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on the porch reading yesterday. And remind you, I have an 8-month-old grandson. Okay, we've been without electricity for what, since Wednesday?
Since Wednesday.
Okay. Here come the National Guards with a trailer hooked under the back of their vehicle. You know how many bags of ice they gave people in this community?
How many?
I got one bag of ice. My next door neighbor has heart problems. The man, the older gentleman, he can't get down the steps too good, so I was calling, yelling out, hey, my neighbors need ice. Do you know they refused to give him a bag of ice?
Shut up. What did they say?
They start the truck up and just kept on going down the street. Then my daughter was listening to the program Friday where they told us that we can call this number to get flashlights and batteries because
mm-hmm.
they don't want people to burn candles in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
The 1-800 number they gave us, it's a lady comes on, say, hello, my name is whatever her name is. Oh, I'm on vacation. I'll get back in touch with you when I come back off vacation.
Was that the United Way phone number?
Yes, it was, the one they gave us for the fire department. And my daughter called back and asked the radio station gentleman that was answering the phone. She said, I just called this number because I have candles and my candles are burning low. And I'm afraid that, you know, we have a frame house, and I'm afraid, and I have children. I really need those batteries and flashlights. He told us, you got to be kidding. Well, maybe they'll come around one other day or some other day.
This was not United Way. This is not a number that I gave out on this show.
No.
Okay, it was another station. Okay,
this
got
another
it.
Another station that gave out a number to somebody to call the fire department, and they'll, you know, get our batteries and flashlights. Now, my thing is on the north side going up and down with Florissant when the second night after the blackout, where's all these ambulances riding up and down the street with sirens on for? It was like 10 ambulances. They'll go down West Florissant and come back up West Florissant. They went down West Florissant. They came back up full siren. What's all that?
Okay. I don't know. Thank you.
But you know what? This should make a lot of black people, that includes everybody in my family that can vote, there should be a wake-up call for everybody to let them know.
And that's why everybody needs to be voting no on these taxes. August. The answer is no. You don't get any more money. Francis Slay didn't have a plan.
That's
didn't
right.
have a plan. Still doesn't have a plan.
And it's not even talking about a plan.
That's fact.
So, you know, that should wake up everybody that's without electricity or anything that's going on.
That's
when
fact.
It's time to elect them again.
Well, and it's time. Well, not it's not just time to elect him because he won't be up for re-election for a number of years. But whenever they ask for more money from you, the answer is no.
Yes,
Francis
right.
Slay is asking for more money from you this election. The answer is no.
No.
Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Shirley.
Yes. Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
I live over here in the seniors at Maryville Gardens. My electric went off Wednesday evening, and I think you're right about, this is South St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and I've been South St. Louis all my life, so I've been living over here, but I think you're right about something. I always came back on Friday evening or Saturday, but one part I built and didn't have it, and the only thing I'm out of is my cable, but I always say, thank God I have, you know, but
mm-hmm.
you're right, I think it's, they motivated to come over here, or maybe we didn't have lands down or what, but I've been having my air on there, and my cousin called in Ferguson. She doesn't have any yet.
I know. People in Ferguson, Florissant,
so,
they don't have
I told my other cousin, well, if she doesn't have any, he said she can come over to my house and tell her daughter can come to my house. You know, well, this is what we've been doing, piling up. All my kids without electricity besides one. So I was blessed to take my food there and take my body there.
Mm.
But see, that was good because the rest of them didn't have anywhere to go, to hotels and just stuff they went. So I think you're right about it being a racially motivated. He's going to try to take care of us, but he's not changing my man about him.
There you go.
You know, so we all have to look at that. Regardless what he's doing over here, if you're black, watch out, because he's not taking care of ours over there.
Thanks for your call, okay. Shirley. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Alding. Our first stop, Beirut. Secretary of State Rice is in the Middle East. She's trying to end the fighting between Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas.
The secretary had announced plans to visit Jerusalem, but even the reporters traveling with her on the plane did not know they were going to Beirut until after they lifted off from Shannon, Ireland on a refueling stop. This is the beginning of a U.S. effort to broker a ceasefire. Here it comes nearly 2 weeks into the conflict.
ABC's David Wright in Beirut. Rice is expected to push for an international force to keep Hezbollah out of southern Lebanon. ABC News Chief Washington correspondent George Stephanopoulos.
She's also going to be pressuring the Arab governments, especially in Rome on Wednesday, to put more pressure on Syria to get them to stop arming Hezbollah, to get them to shut down the border.
The fighting is now in its 13th day. More from ABC's Matt Gutman in southern Lebanon.
After days of bombardment, locals in the southern villages now starting to be taken over by Israel are beginning to flee. But many of them cannot flee. They neither have the cars nor the means to get out of their villages. Some drivers are charging as much as $500 a head to ferry people out of the danger zone.
An Israeli helicopter crashed near the border. 6 soldiers were hurt. Gas prices are up about 2 cents a gallon, but an ABC News poll says that won't keep most of us off the roads. Here's ABC's John Cohen.
Just 10% said they'll drive less in the weeks ahead because of the price of gas. Far fewer than said so during previous price spikes. But if $3 gas isn't enough to get many Americans off the road, how high would it have to go? On average, Americans would drive significantly less only after gas reached $4.16 a gallon.
The poll has a 3-point margin of error. The search is on for a serial sniper in Indiana. He's blamed for killing one person, wounding 4 others yesterday on I-65. Sergeant Jerry Goodwin with the Indiana State Police.
Right now, we don't know. We don't know if we have one, if we have 2 or 3. We're trying to piece everything together and trying to find out.
This is ABC News.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way. The answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
Travelocity presents the Great Getaway Sale.
Come on, let's go.
Save $200 instantly when you book a flight plus hotel vacation to Europe.
200 clams?
Mexico.
Caramba!
Hawaii.
Aloha.
Or the Caribbean.
Ooh, I'll take one of each.
Book now. Sale ends July 27th.
Well, that's quite soon. You'd better hurry.
$200 off, 6-night minimum. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Small feat to win the Tour de France. Pennsylvania's Floyd Landis did that yesterday, but the celebration in his hometown was decidedly understated. ABC's Deirdre Bryant explains why. As Floyd Landis was crossing the finish line in an amazing comeback at the Tour de France, his parents were riding their bikes home from church. They're devout Mennonites and don't even have a television in their farmhouse in Farmersville, Pennsylvania. The Landises said they were saddened when their son chose to leave the Mennonite community to train in California 10 years ago. They're happy with his victory, but say they hope he'll use it to glorify God. A local pastor says individual accomplishment is frowned on in the Mennonite faith, but nonetheless, says Floyd Landis, is still the talk of the congregation. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News. Your teen could find a Marine on MySpace.com. It's no reason to worry unless you don't want your kid to join the service. The Corps is using the popular networking site as a recruiting tool. I'm Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom. This WGNU News update is brought to you by AccuWeather. I'm Peyton Colston reporting.
More news from last week's storms. Federal aid will be on its way to the St. Louis area. President Bush declared an emergency Friday for the city of St. Louis and St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson, Washington, Dent, and Iron counties. The declaration clears the way for FEMA to join the storm relief effort. St. Louis area grocery stores are trying to get back to business as usual in the wake of widespread power outages. At the height of last week's storms, 30 Schnuck stores lost power. Many of them were able to stay open thanks to backup generators and refrigerated trucks. Schnuck's Markets Communications Director Lori Willis says the grocery store chain's food safety director has been moving from store to store to make sure the food is safe. And it might take you longer to get to work on Metrolink this morning. Metro reports the light rail system is operating at slower speeds along some of the lines because of limited power. There are no blockages or power outages on the Metrolink line, though. In other news, St. Louis police are looking for suspects in a double murder. Two people were shot to death yesterday afternoon in the 2600 block of Byrd in North St. Louis. The victims' names have not been released. And finally, the president of St. Louis University is glad to be safe at home after a tense trip out of Lebanon. Father Lawrence Biondi left Beirut Wednesday morning with hundreds of other American evacuees and arrived in St. Louis Friday afternoon. Father Biondi left for Lebanon on July 10th to deliver the commencement address at Notre Dame University. The commencement ceremony was postponed and the school is closed until further notice. And that's a WGNU News update for this hour, brought to you by AccuWeather. AccuWeather.com has detailed forecasts for the next 15 days with the latest radar and severe weather map. That's AccuWeather.com. I'm Peyton Colston with a report of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by MoDOT I-44 Improvement Project. The Eads Bridge will remain closed pending inspections from last week's storms. Many crews are out working the area roadways. If you run up to a four-way stop and it's not working, or a lighted stop and it's not working, consider that a four-way stop and use caution. Westbound 70 at 79, all roadways reopened after an earlier accident in traffic lanes. Northbound 170 onto the ramp to St. Charles Rock Road, that accident's been cleared. Eastbound 44 at Sappington, no problems to report after an earlier possibilities in the accident in the area. Northbound 55 at 61, look for an injury accident. Eastbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 44 from Hampton, look for an accident reported there. Left lane's blocked. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic there as well. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays this hour, and that's due to the fact that paving operations going on. And on the westbound side, three lanes are open, and traffic's back up through 203. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the MoDOT I-44 Improvement Project. MoDOT has begun improvements that will soon make I-44 smoother and safer. This will take time, so visit MoDOT.org before you hit the road to locate I-44 work zones. That's MoDOT.org. Arrive alive. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, a chance of showers this afternoon. The high should be around 90. This evening, maybe a possibility of early evening showers, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 70. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, high in the lower 90s, and Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Talk
to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution through the air. Tell me, brother, stop
resisting. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. Much, 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 much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Liz? How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I had a couple thoughts. I wanted to say, first of all, congratulations, not so much congratulations to the school board, but I think it's important that Veronica and the rest of the members on that board put together an agenda. I'm pretty sure they have one, but they're going to have to, instead of relying on parents to come to all the meetings, they're going to have to use a lot of post-its, Liz, and mm-hmm. get a lot of information out to people, because you and I both know that members are factions within the city of St. Louis. They're going to come after her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to watch her very carefully, and they're going to hold her to standards that they have not held board members to previously. You agree?
Oh, of course. I mean, there were no standards with the previous board members.
Exactly. There you go.
You can come in and you can pay somebody $6 million that's never had a superintendent's license, had no intention of getting one, and has no experience in the school. Then you can pay another dude $300,000 who's
right.
never had a superintendent's license, just got one, and then he used our district as a petri dish for his Frankenstein-type experimentation.
Because, you know, if you read the newspaper, it seems like the newspaper is biased, because, and even the you know, radio, these the television shows that come on, like Donnybrook, I listen to these people, and they don't know much about this lady, and they're already attacking her.
And they didn't do the same thing with Bill Roberti.
Exactly.
They did not do the same thing with Bill Roberti, where they had more reason to.
And if the school doesn't, you know, now there was an issue in the paper, you know, saying that if the school doesn't start on time, she better be accountable. But when Bill Roberti first came in,
school started 2 weeks late.
Two weeks late. And there was nothing, you know, in the paper. There was no attack on this guy, because
no accountability directed towards him.
Exactly. And if the school doesn't start on time this year, you still blame the mayor. you still blame the previous board because most of them just got in office, I think.
That's fact.
Well, she was appointed, then she was elected again, right?
Well, but the majority just got into office in April.
Right. And I just think that, you know, I feel bad, man, because I'm not calling you a man or anything. I feel bad because they're attacking the sister like that. And I don't like that.
You know
that.
What? But here's the thing. The thing about it is that this is about the Francis Slay, a guy in the mayor's office, more concerned about his outage of power at the St. Louis School Board than he is about the outage of power that all of us are still suffering from.
Right.
And the focus on getting that power restored is their obsession. Instead of the obsession of getting our power restored, the only thing that is on the mind and in the heart and in the intentions and actions of this administration is getting that power restored. And to do that, they have to denigrate our children. They have to denigrate people that have been elected in the citywide. Mm-hmm. And that's what the despicable act is. Francis Slay's just about every ward in the city of St. Louis denounced Francis Slay and said, we don't want you in control of the St. Louis public schools, and yet you're out there still fixated on, obsessed with getting that power back on.
Exactly. And it just, you know, seems so appalling. I was thinking about something else, too. I'm against charter schools, and I'm against vouchers. You there?
Yes, quickly, please.
Okay, because I thought about it. If a teacher at a charter school doesn't qualify for a pension, does she?
No.
So if you open all these charter schools, you wouldn't have good quality teachers because nobody would want to stay there long term.
Absolutely. They wouldn't want to invest in the system. One more strike against them. Thank you, Jeff. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a personal invitation to join me for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality. Part of Women Inspiring Women every Monday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I believe when you follow your purpose, you have no choice but to be phenomenally successful, because all of the resources and opportunities you need become attracted to you. So join me, Lethea Owens, for Motivational Mondays, part of Women Inspiring Women, every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Boom, clack, boom, clack.
I want a rimshot, hey, diggy, diggy, a rimshot, hey, come on, a rimshot, hey, diggy, diggy, a rimshot.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. George W. Bush went to visit the NAACP prior to this weekend. He did it on Thursday. I guess the question is how did that work out for him? He had been boycotting the NAACP for 5 years. But he was booed when he was there, and he should have been booed. Quite frankly, I wouldn't have invited him after rejecting for so long. But they decided to ask him. And he went. And he said, one of the most thunderous applause that attendees got when Bush said that, quote, many African Americans distrust my party, you think? The response seemed to catch George Bush by surprise. He paused before continuing and sounding rushed and ill at ease. Yeah, I guess you, why were you surprised by that? That's how out of touch you are. That's how out of touch you are. Johnny.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. This is a major accident on eastbound 70, about a quarter mile past past Salisbury exit. And traffic is really backed up. And might be a fatality, I don't know, but I just wanted to put that out there so that...
eastbound 70 right past Salisbury.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to let you know that.
All right, Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. Sonia.
Yes, good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm great, sweetie. And, you know, I just want to first of all say thank you, WGNU, for having you, Liz Brown, to have a beautiful show that you've had for people for years. I've been listening to you for years. And let me say this to you, and I know how you feel about talking about other people and other things, but I must say this. Anytime you have a person that has been the mayor of a city and they get on their show and they say things and do things that are not helpful, not only to a community that looks like us, but to sit there and when we're in a crisis situation, mm-hmm. Now I'm on the Illinois side and I feel for you over there in Missouri, mm-hmm. But I think that it is ridiculous. I look at you and I listen to your show. You are so informative about everything that will help everyone, but especially to those that look like you and me. And I'm so thankful to God that you are doing that, because 2 hours is wasted, 4 hours is wasted on Sundays when it could be utilized to something that's greater for the better good of us as a people and all people.
As opposed to political agendas, as opposed to somebody called and told me over the weekend that Francis Lay was on a rap station,
mm-hmm.
Whining about, demanding that during a crisis that we're in right now with babies that can't get milk.
Thank
with
you.
Senior citizens that are starting to eat bad food because they don't have ice, they don't have water, they don't have electricity. The only thing that has obsessed with Francis Lay or caught Francis Lay's attention is his outage of power at the St. Louis School Board.
Thank you.
You know, he's not concerned about our power outage, only his power outage.
Only
his. And his power outage, and wait. His power outage came as a result of a democratic process. 90% of the wards here in the city of St. Louis said to Francis Lay, you did a miserable job of meddling in the school board. We don't want you in control anymore. And he's concerned about a democratically induced outage of power instead of a nature-induced outage of power where people's lives are on the stake.
Absolutely, because when he got on the news media with the governor, mm-hmm. they did not even classify this as a major happening.
Can I ask you a question, Sonia?
Please.
Did you ever see Francis Lay since he trying to get on talk to black folks on a rap station? You ever see Francis Lay with the black fire chief, Sherman George?
Absolutely not.
Did
and
you
I'm
ever see that?
Where is he in all of this? He has a very strategic position when it comes to a crisis.
Where was Francis Lay with the first black appointed fire chief for the city of St. Louis?
Thank you.
Where was he with him? No place. He was whining about his loss of power.
In St. Louis, especially North St. Louis, need to be listening to this.
That's right.
They need to understand this. They need to get that wake-up call that you've been trying to give them for years. Liz, I've been listening to you for the last 3 years. I've been listening to you longer than that. But you have been talking about the things that matter to the children, the babies.
That's right.
That are going to school. Those babies had no books last year. And I'm thinking, what's up with that? You all had your little weekend gathering where you were asking people to bring paper.
That's right.
Pencils. All of the things that were going to help those teachers to supply their students with something other than nothing sitting in front of them. Having to copy from a book.
That's right.
Their lessons and things.
And Frances,
on,
and the only thing
wake
that...
Wake up, St. Louis.
And the,
when
Frances
are you going to understand that?
Frances Lay didn't say it was a damn shame that our
no,
kids didn't
did
have
not.
Books, that our kids had poisoned food, that our kids had molded food,
come
that our kids
now.
Were locked in schoolrooms with no electricity, no water, not allowed to call their parents, that our children don't have literacy coaches, that our children have lost teachers, that thousands of people
please,
in the city of
please.
St. Louis have lost their jobs as a result of the $6 million bill that Frances Lay said, pay to bill, Roberti, because that's what I want you to spend your money. $6 million went to France, went to Bill Roberti. Let us not forget that $6 million went to him. And the only thing that Frances Lay is crying about is the fact that he has had a power outage at the St. Louis Board of Education, not about our power outage.
Thank you. And you know what? You keep on, because I'm going to tell you something, lady. You are a strong woman. You just happen to be an African, okay?
All right.
I love you.
Thank
you. I love
you.
Your show because it's very informative. People of Missouri, you are blessed to have someone like her on the air standing up for you. You all need to be rallying with her because she doesn't say I, like, excuse me, Floyd Irons always says.
Mm.
She says we, us, we. She's inclusive to anyone that wants to come and help you all do what you need to do. I'm with you, sweetie. I'm for you, sister. And I want you to keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome, my sweet
sister. Thank you so much.
All
right, take care.
All right now. Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
All right. Not in support of the mayor, but the... During the news conference, he did have the fire chief and the police chief present, and he allowed all of them to give some type of insight, you know, whatever they were going, their efforts were in this storm.
But isn't it isn't it interesting, Dr. Brown? Though you go on a rap station, predominantly black folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't bring on the black fire chief to talk about the issues in the city that the crisis that the city is facing right now. The only
right.
thing you bring on is your obsession with the fact that you've lost power in the St. Louis Board of Education.
Right.
That's
and
disgusting.
I think across the board, Ms. Brown, there was some, it was just terrible because even I reside in St. Louis County. There was, they didn't do anything as far as I'm concerned. There was no National Guard out here. There was no one telling us that there was a boil order.
Mm.
And if you didn't have any power, you had no way of knowing that.
You know what? That is such a good point. That is such a good point.
And, you know, fortunately, I keep, you know, portable radios. I went through my neighborhood because I have seniors in my neighborhood and told people, okay, we got a boil order. Then I went back when it was over and told me, okay, it's over, and you know, no anything. Nobody, the police department. I have the three police departments that serve my neighborhood: North County, Dalewood, and Ferguson. None of them came through with loudspeakers saying there's a boil order.
But check
anything.
This out. Check this out. Schnucks in North County was charging $8 for their water.
Mm-mm.
They knew there was a boil order. $8.
Right.
$8.
And that's another thing I wanted to say, Ms. Brown. Those companies that supported and gave to the community, I kudos to you. But those of you that took advantage, you know, you better watch out. Because there were some companies that went to, you know, some of them catering companies that serviced some of the company, the businesses where people work at.
All right, gotta roll. Gonna take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. The East Bridge is closed for public or pending inspections following last week's storms. Many crews are out still working the area roadways to repair stoplights, so if you run up on a stoplight that's not working, treat it as a four-way stop. Eastbound 78 St. Louis Avenue, there's an accident reported in the right lane, is getting by at this hour. Eastbound 44 between Hampton, or before Hampton, look for that accident's been cleared, but you may see some delays. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, there's an accident, left lane's blocked. Eastbound 44 at Chrysler and Merrimack, look for slight delays as drivers approach the 270 merge. Westbound 270 at 111 all the way in the canal, look for stop and go this hour. And 44 at DePere's Bridge, traffic has been switched back to westbound lanes as reduced to three lanes in each direction as they're working on a bridge at this hour. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays as you have paving operations going on the westbound lanes, and only three lanes are open, and it's back up through 203. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Just how thirsty are you? Quench your thirst without ever leaving your cool air conditioning of your car with a Hugo-sized drink at McDonald's for just 89 cents. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Mostly sunny today. Chance of showers this afternoon, high around 90. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 70. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high in the lower 90s. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-90s. Currently, we have 72 degrees. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
When Republicans slash health care coverage impacting over 100,000 Missourians, as a member of the powerful budget committee, I work to restore those cuts. Many are still affected and don't have health care coverage. As your next state senator, I will continue to fight and be a strong voice for all the residents of the 4th Senatorial District. Tuesday, August the 8th, punch number 26 to vote for me, Amber Holly Boykins, an experienced leader who has a record of achievement as your state representative and the proven leadership we need in your next state senator.
Paid for by friends of Amber H. Boykins, Pam Butler Treasurer.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook, every Monday at noon.
Hi, this is Jamila Nasheed, and I'm running for state representative in the 60th District. Are you tired of the politicians that only come around when they need your vote? Politicians that care more about serving themselves and their family members than the interests of the people. Politicians that use eminent domain to take people's homes. On Tuesday, August 8th, the power will be in your hands. You can make a change by voting for me, Jamila Nasheed. I don't only talk the talk, I walk the walk. As your next state representative, I will fight for a livable wage, better schools, job opportunities for our community, and I will also protect homeowners from eminent domain. I will hold regular meetings and return phone calls. That is my pledge to you. On Tuesday, August the 8th, fill in number 38 on your ballot. Vote for Jamila Nasheed, a voice for the voiceless.
Paid for by Citizens to Elect Jamila Nasheed, Felicia Brooks, Treasurer.
Fill in 38.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yes, Liz. I just want to ride out the coattails of the lady that called before the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
She is so right. I mean, you know, you are doing such an awesome job letting the people know. And, you know, it's a shame that enough people haven't heard about you, because this has happened to me 3 times, so I'm going to tell you. Hey, do you listen to the Liz Brown show? No. Who's Liz Brown? I said, oh, you don't know what you're missing. You know, I said, this lady is like the modern day. You remind me of Martin Luther King, except a female, because you're the only one in St. Louis that stands up. You're not scared. You're telling the truth. And you're awesome. And I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. Matt.
Yes.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing this morning, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
All right. Well, listen, I got 2 wake-up calls for you this morning. I certainly think this weather, Liz, was a wake-up call for all of us regarding our emergency preparedness.
Absolutely.
And our ability to understand Mother Nature being bigger than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Republican thing you were talking about with George Bush, I think that's a wake-up call. I personally believe that the answer to George Bush is to sit right at the tables, Republican tables, where he's sitting, and make sure that that kind of guy never makes it through again. I mean, and that's how I plan to address that situation.
Explain. I don't understand what you're saying. Explain it to me, please.
What I mean is I'm going to be involved in the Republican Party locally. I'm trying to get to them conferences where those kind of clowns are hanging out, you know what I'm saying, trying to get on the ballot, trying to get nominated, and I'm going to blow them up because I'm going to be sitting right there at the table. No, you're a clown. And if anybody promotes you, whatever we've been working on, it's over as far as not allowing, using whatever political influence we have, whatever sacrifices we make politically to make sure that we're at the table, whether it's Republican or Democrat or Green Party or Libertarian, whatever. We have to be at the table, is my point.
All right, Matt. Thanks
I think that the wake-up call is we got to be at the table.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. I love you, too, and I appreciate you as well.
Well,
and
thank you.
I just wanted to say exactly what he was talking about, the emergency preparedness. And I think that each municipality needs to get together and you know, have an emergency, if when we have an emergency situation like that, so that we can have some place to go, so we can get some information. Because when you don't have the radio or you can't get on the TV, you don't know what's happening. And it was like, well, we don't know what's going on in the world. We don't know if they done bombed some other country or what. We didn't know what was what when it came to, after the storm and everything was going on.
Well, and here's the other piece. Here is an additional piece of that, if I may. The city of St. Louis is unique compared to Normandy, compared to Florissant, compared to North County areas, because we have had tens of millions of dollars in Homeland Security money directed solely to the city of St. Louis and to the state of Missouri. So, given the fact that we have had all of this Homeland Security money directed to us, the city of St. Louis, the question is even underscored even more, where is the emergency plan? There was none. Francis Lay, you don't need a $10 million grant from the federal government to say, I need to meet with all the alder people right after this and find out where the needs are, the seniors are, what buildings are out, where do we need to focus on, what can they contribute to, how this thing happens. You didn't need a $10 million grant, but you had one too, you know?
And nobody could do anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You go places, you couldn't. Places didn't have food, and as hot as it was when it first started, we couldn't
hottest of the year.
And then on top of that, now people that didn't have money, that had food stamps, all their food is gone.
Mm.
They don't have nowhere to put
there
it.
There you go.
Nothing to do with
there
it.
You go.
Then they can't go out with if they had any
there
stamps
you go.
Left to buy any food
there
any
you
other
go.
Way. It's just, and then how. I mean, and then I heard somebody say that they said call them so that you can get something put back on your food stamp. Well, I mean, if they know this already, why does anybody have to call them? How come they can't just do these people, you know, like they should? put the stamps on the people's cards and let them, because they can only get so much food at one, you know.
How about this? How
they can eat right now. They can't even preserve, you know, no way to preserve any food.
How about Francis Lay, instead of going on a rap station, instead of going on any radio station to cry about, to whine about his obsession with his loss of power at the school board, instead of doing that, why wasn't he giving people direction on where you go to get food?
Because he doesn't care about people.
Well,
he just cares about his pockets and his cronies, you know, and especially black people. He's just like George Bush. He don't care about black people.
Mm.
And the way he's, and the way he's destroyed the school system, I don't even know why somebody ain't, can you impeach him? I mean, and I can't understand why nobody has impeached George Bush after all this stuff. And the way they're doing these people in Lebanon.
Isn't it awful?
You know, and this is just a small little bit of what we're getting. What if they had bombed our country, something, you know?
Mm.
If they had did some infrastructure stuff, how would you flush? Where would you go?
That's
what
right.
What would you do?
That's right.
It's a shame.
It is. It is. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your help, Liz.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Brother Bob.
Hey, sister, how are you this morning?
I'm outstanding. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, look, now, being a community political activist, I've always wanted to learn the truth, so when I go out and talk with people, I know how I'm talking and what I'm talking about that is intelligent and accurate. I listen to all of the talk shows. My job, I'm an independent contractor, and I can do this. And it's so important when I'm listening Sunday to see the different approaches and the tactics that were used. I heard the conversations and everything. One of the things I'm feeling right now is that it started all the way back with those five propositions several years back that the community voted down. And since then, it seems like there's been a little snowball effect with the election of the new school board members and the things that has happened. And I think that that old line black leadership that we have had in place where the power structures to be funnel the resources and give them for themselves, their political cronies, this stuff. Whereas I think now that people are truly being educated, and I think that's the stage that we're in now in the organizational phase of it, are beginning to make intelligent decisions like you and Irene J. Smith has been saying truth, that, okay then, let's arm our people with the truth. They will make intelligent decisions. And I think that now we're seeing an override of that old line leadership that has been in the community for so long, even with the community and so-called leaders and so forth. Now, that's my take and analysis only at this particular point. Also, by out here driving, 350 National Guards. That is not nearly enough. From Southeast Missouri, I graduated from Southeast Missouri State University down there. I know the prejudice that is there. I have not seen one black National Guard picture. I've not seen them out in the community. I delivered in North St. Louis, South St. Louis, in the county. I go as far as Arnold, Missouri, all the way down in there. And they had a lot of power outage, too. There's a lot of disgruntled people with MNUE in terms of they want more money from us.
That's right. They're coming for a rate raise. And apparently they had several billion dollars. MNUE had several billion dollars worth of profit. And yet they cut back on that part of their business where they were supposed to be trimming the trees back. And that's why so many trees fell on power lines. They have billions of dollars of profit, and they still didn't trim the trees.
And then we're looking at this oil and the gas increases on us. It sounds like the same thing that these big gas companies are making that huge profit, aren't doing anything. The gas is going up. Anytime there's any little thing, because normally in an administration like Bush administration, the president and so forth, they will speak out against such high profits, and we're not getting the return in terms of the refineries being built and the other things that we need. And I think that deal was cut when they met with Vice President Cheney.
All right.
When they first met. Hey, sister, thank you so kindly. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Andrew. Andrew, I'm going to put you on hold because we have to take a break. Stay with me. We're going to take a break, folks. Liz Brown, I'll be back.
Time again. begin to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Jim Curran, Curran Events. I'm delighted to say that Curran Events is now on Monday nights from 8 to 10 o'clock. Curran Events, where we encourage discussions for both sides of an issue. That way we can learn from each other. That's Jim Curran, Curran Events, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on AM 920 WGNU, the station for the issues that matter most.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. President Bush is quietly proceeding with plans to create a North American Union. The plan is called the Security and Prosperity Partnership and was signed by the leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. in March of last year. Colorado Representative Tom Tancredo has filed a request for full disclosure of the activities of the SPP and its focus groups, also called Prosperity Working Groups. The partnership is led by three top cabinet officials from each country, and the United States trio includes Condoleezza Rice, Michael Chertoff, and Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez. This is one reason why the administration has done little to act on immigration reform, because the master plan will call for all three countries to approve items dealing with immigration, trade, the environment, public health, and dozens of other such policy areas. The target date for completion of this plan is sometime in 2010. Now, part of this plan is to establish a trade superhighway. It's going to run from the Canadian border around Duluth, Minnesota, down the middle of the country, all the way to Laredo, Texas. This route is likely to be the width of at least three football fields. This is part of the master plan the governor of Texas alluded to last year when he was calling for a modern transportation system extending into Oklahoma. The strategy is to allow an unimpeded flow of goods coming in from China and the Far East into North America through a Mexican port, thereby bypassing any labor opposition or involvement. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
For a fresh approach on the local sports scene, check out The Oliver Show, Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGNU 920 AM.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Great.
Do you have electricity?
Yeah, I do. Thank God. We got ours back on, I think it was Saturday, the second time after the second storm.
Yep, I still don't have mine on.
I was listening. That is so weird. And what you were saying about choice or election of where they service, I believe that's absolutely accurate because I'm a seamstress and you put things together in order. If it's a grid and you're going down the grid, you just don't stop and jump somewhere else. You know, you're fixing that grid. You finish
I have street lights on both sides of my street.
Mm.
My house sits on a corner. I have the house across. Every house that my house faces on the corner all have electricity. Houses right next to mine do not.
Mm. Well, like I said, you know, it's more to death than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. And what I wanted to talk about was Mayor Slay is so comfortable, his water carriers weren't even giving the head-ups to their church members or their people, here's some water for you all. I think the whole thing has been handled.
So wait a minute.
North side of the city.
Let me try to understand what you just said. Are you saying that even Francis Slay's water carriers didn't get any water?
And Lysita, probably. But anyway, look like the church members, and I was agreeing with what you were saying about calling all the city members together to get the churches involved.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that don't have transportation. There are people, old people that don't drive, that don't have friends. They're just alone. I feel so sorry for one of those people because I have a heart condition, and I had to keep myself cool with water. I mean, just ice cold water in a towel to keep my temperature down. It was just miserable.
And I imagine scary too.
Oh, it was very scary.
Because I went in and my needs are minor compared to so many people, but the idea that you have to throw away $300 worth of food out of your freezer is just despicable.
It is.
You know, and when you have, I never saw any National Guard trucks riding up and down my street.
I never saw any either, and I'm over here near King's Highway in St. Louis Avenue. There weren't any.
Mm.
So I just wondered, what did you think, too, about the Lebanon situation? Israel and United States are allies.
It is so awful. It is so awful.
Just check this out. If you and I are friends, and a bully over there, so-called bully or so-called somebody that's bothering me, has some of my people in it, you're with them, would you just start shooting at the bully without telling me, your best friend, look, your people are going to be in danger? And they started the war without telling anybody.
If I'm understanding you correctly, Barbara, you're saying the fact that the United States is a
financier.
A financier and a absolute advocate of Israel. But Israel didn't even tell the United States to give the United States a heads up that United States citizens' lives are in danger as they do it. But they still taking our money from us.
Me personally, I don't need any friends like that because they should say, get your citizens out and tell them something. They got to get out of here because we're going to attack Lebanon. They started shooting. And then America was criticized about their slow response. I was saying, oh, God. Please don't let them leave them over there so we have a reason to jump in it because our people weren't evacuated.
Well, the other piece of it is that the United States gave Israel a week to go just bomb till you get tired.
I heard that. It's just my heart's been, with the heat and all of this mayhem that's going on in the world, I have actually been ill.
I feel you. Thank you, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Welcome to the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
This is Davita.
Oh, hey, Davita.
I just want to say that I think it's a damn shame. I look around at so many things. I have power.
Mm.
But my godmother did not. And she lived in the Third Ward. And she's a senior. She had a stroke and all of these things. And I don't understand why the aldermen are supposed to know their neighborhood. Am I right?
That's correct.
I don't understand why our mayor did not think about having that meeting first, before calling Governor Blunt,
mm-hmm.
before doing any of those things. That's called priority.
Yes, it is.
But as me being the mayor, I want you to vote on things that I want to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not building a relationship to me.
It is not.
And he's
coming to us for more money, for more taxes, to give him more money to muck about in. And we've seen what he has done with the school board. We've seen what he's done during this crisis. Why should we give him any more of our money?
I don't understand any of that. I don't understand. And I'm not saying there's any perfect city, but I see this, and this tragedy that we are experiencing is not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a minor thing compared to other cities that have been through tragedies.
Katrina being one.
That's, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't even have a simple plan in place.
That's fact. a common sense, simple plan. And the other piece of it, Davida, I think it's important to attach to that. Not only do we not have a plan, we have the guy that's in the mayor's office is obsessed to distraction he is completely obsessed with the issue of getting a power back on the St. Louis school board. That's the only thing that's on his mind.
Well, he doesn't run the school board. I just didn't know that the school board had more power than the citizens in the city.
Mm.
That's something that's been amazing to me is how this whole school board situation, it's not helping our children. They can't even go to school now because they don't have power.
Mm.
So what difference does that make?
Mm. That's the only thing that Francis Slay is obsessed with getting power, his power back on in the school board. That's the only thing that he cares about.
Well, I
that's
just want to say this to all the listeners. This is a wake-up call for all of us.
Mm.
As people of African descent and other, who are suffering through this right now, we need to understand, we need to unify. We need to put down the little discrepancies we have between one another and unite. Because if we don't, we are really in trouble.
And that's why, again, these two bills that are on, or these two tax increases that are on the ballot this time, people need to say no to them. The answer is no. Thanks for your call.
All right, thanks.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Jackie on a car phone.
Hi, I have a question, a comment.
Certainly.
You know, I too have been without power since Wednesday. And one of the things that I've learned just by talking to various workers from different towns and just living on my street, that we're set up on grid.
Mm-hmm.
And that they work the grid that turns on the largest amount of people. And, yeah, it's appalling to me, but, I mean, I look at people from Katrina incident and any of the other hurricanes we've had in this country and think ours is, you know, minute compared.
Minor. Doesn't begin to compare.
And what I'm finding out is it's just that, you know, the reason they had to call in so many people is because there was so much damage. And I'm talking about what I can see, where they said it wasn't a tornado, but it had to have been Friday, because you can look at poles where the transmitters are not there, and the poles are torched at the top.
Mm.
And when you ask people, and when you walk around the different neighborhoods, and you look and you go, wow, I didn't realize it was that bad, but unless you understand how the structure of it works on the pole, and you look up there and you see the damage, we have such widespread damage that that's the problem.
And I will accept the fact that we have widespread damage. I accept that. What I don't accept is the fact that there wasn't a minimal plan engaged in by the Francis Slay. He didn't have an emergency meeting with any older people to find out, okay, it's going to take a week to get this power on for real. So where are our senior homes? How are we going to get resources to our seniors? Where are the babies located? Where do we send babies to? Where are the command centers in each ward that we can, there wasn't even they didn't even use the emergency, that disembodied voice that goes through the warning system. They didn't even use that to get people to water and ice.
But you know what, Liz, I understand what you're saying, but one of the things that I think that really put the emphasis on the senior citizens, because you've had an incident where certain senior citizen buildings, when the power was lost, you know, it took them so long to do that, where they got to them first. And I realize there might not have been a lot of things in place, but I think we have to understand, and I guess patience, I guess...
No, I refuse to accept that. And the reason why I refuse to accept that is because all it would have taken is a meeting. Okay, if you are putting forth, and you've had millions of dollars from the federal government, from Homeland Security, all it would have taken was a meeting, and then you get the information out. They didn't do the minimal stuff, and people that ask for this job and whose salaries that we pay, we have to hold them accountable. We cannot sit back and say, well, they didn't know. You and I know that if there's a crisis in your family, you call the family members first.
Right, and I understand that, but you know what, and I'm not taking away from that, but one of the things that I've learned just by talking is, you know, everybody has a lot of trees on their property, and one of the things I've learned is that nobody prunes trees.
But did you know that Ameren UE is supposed to be? Did you know that?
They stopped that a few years.
Okay, I know, but they did. But did you know this, that they've had several billions of dollars worth of profit in the last year? So tell me why you cut that program off. Tell me
and
why.
You know what, Liz, when you, I'm driving out, some of these lines are too low. And I don't know why they won't do something. They should.
They've had billions of dollars. We need to put the blame where it is. We need to hold people accountable. And we need to demand that things are done better. And we need to punish those that don't. That's what our job is. We're not supposed to take it.
Right.
We're not
supposed to
find excuses for them. We are supposed to have high standards and hold them to those standards that they promised us when they ran that they could meet. Thanks for your call, Jackie. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'm sorry. Got to go to the news break, but I'll be back. Stay with me.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, listen.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. Secretary of State Rice is in Beirut, the first stop on an important Mideast visit. She'll try and use diplomacy to end nearly 2 weeks of fighting between Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas. ABC's George Stephanopoulos in Jerusalem says the choice of Lebanon for that first stop is no accident.
It was really important for the administration, for the president, for Secretary Rice to show the Lebanese people, to show the Arab world, to show the Lebanese government that they had the support of the United States and that the United States was going to do everything it could to at least get some humanitarian relief on the ground to the Lebanese people as quickly as possible.
The fighting is taking a real toll on civilians on both sides. ABC's Matt Gutman describes the scene in southern Lebanon.
Refugees are streaming northwards in battered vans and cars. They're waving white sheets, hoping not to get bombed. Cars crashed into telephone poles are just left there, abandoned in the streets. This area is dominated by Hezbollah. Posters of its chief, Hassan Nasrallah, are everywhere, as are posters of former Iranian spiritual leader, Ayatollah Khomeini. Most of the streets here are deserted. This is indeed a ghost town battered by Israel.
An Israeli helicopter, meanwhile, crashed near the border today. At least 6 soldiers were hurt. Power is slowly being restored to homes and businesses in Queens, New York. Resident services knocked out in last week's heat wave. Businesses as well. Borough leaders want to know, though, why it's taking so long. The American Bar Association has some harsh words for President Bush. ABC's Ann Compton.
Instead of vetoing legislation more than 100 times, President Bush has signed the bill and issued a written statement saying he won't enforce some aspect of the law. A legal panel that includes several conservatives has declared a president cannot pick and choose like that. In one recent case, President Bush wrote that he might waive a congressional ban on torture of suspected terrorists. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
Travelocity presents the Great Getaway Sale.
Come on, let's go.
Save $200 instantly when you book a flight plus hotel vacation to Europe.
200 clams?
Mexico.
Caramba!
Hawaii.
Aloha.
Or the Caribbean.
Ooh, I'll take one of each.
Book now. Sale ends July 27th.
Oh, that's quite soon. You'd better hurry.
$200 off, 6-night minimum. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Two major sports events over the weekend. Tiger Woods is the British Open champion. It's his first major win since his father died. Pennsylvania's Floyd Landis won the Tour de France. Does the punishment fit this crime? Well, if nothing, it's getting a lot of attention.
An eye for, or in this case, paint for. Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman says graffiti vandals should be bound in medieval-style stocks, pivoting boards placed around the wrists and head, and give the public a chance to paint their faces. Goodman says the city attorney's office is checking to see if it falls under cruel and unusual punishment. Erwin Cherminsky, law professor at Duke University, says punishment of this sort, solely to embarrass and humiliate, does violate the Eighth Amendment. Daniela Vallotta, ABC News.
Hey, it's the hottest way to cool off this summer. You've probably tried Dippin' Dots. If you haven't, they're mini pellets of ice cream, flash frozen so they don't melt. They're small in size, but they are not small in price. A kitty-sized serving can set you back as much as $5. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
This report of WGNU News is brought to you by Shell, made to move. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, a former St. Louis police officer is going to prison for his part in a drug ring. Antoine Gordon was sentenced Friday to more than 8 years in prison for drug conspiracy and aiding and abetting a drug conspiracy. Prosecutors say Gordon used his job at the police department to tell other members of the drug ring about people who were working as police informants. In other news, a Missouri state law banning protests at funerals is facing a legal challenge. The ACLU filed suit Friday on behalf of Shirley Phelps Roper, a member of the controversial Kansas church whose protests at military funerals sparked the law. A local ACLU official says they do not agree with the church's message that tolerance of gay people has corrupted America, but they believe the response to offensive speech should be more speech, not arrests. The law bans protests anywhere a funeral is held from 1 hour before until 1 hour after the funeral. The local lawyer will spend the next 18 months in prison for his role in a tax credit fraud scheme. Dale Zepp was sentenced Friday on mail fraud charges. Prosecutors say Zepp and four other men used false invoices to claim specialized equipment tax credits for their companies. The scheme cost the state of Missouri a total of $2 million. And finally, summer school is canceled again today in the Hazelwood School District. Classes in Hazelwood have been called off since Thursday because of power outages in some of the school buildings. The closure affects about 4,000 students. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by Shell, made to move. At Shell, all their gasolines not only surpass government standards, they meet top automakers' highest standards. Whether you own or lease your car, keep it running smooth. Shell, made to move. I'm Peyton Colston with a report of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's. The Eads Bridge will remain closed due to inspections from last week's storms. Most of the crews are out working on roadways. If you run up to a four-way stop or a lighted stop and the light's not working, treat it as a four-way stop. Northbound 270 before 44, an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for congestion going on there. Eastbound 70 at Washington Elizabeth, look for maintenance operations right lane. And there are a number of areas where you still have a lot of road construction going on at this hour. So just use caution as you roll through the work zones. Westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge. Paving operations has reduced it to three lanes. And there are lengthy delays and lane restrictions. So just use caution and keep your heads up. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Try Fazoli's new cheese pasta bowls, a heaping bowl of steaming hot wagon wheels pasta smothered with rich Monterey Jack sauce and topped with Parmesan for only $2.99. Fazoli's Fast Fresh Italian. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, chance of showers, a high around 90 for this evening. Mostly clear, chance of showers with a low around 70. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Renee. Good morning.
Good. I wanted to send a thanks out and applaud some people for the work that they did Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I live in the second ward, and our power went out, so I had to go to a small area in the 21st ward. Alderwoman King, Amber Barkins, Joe Palm, Barkins' mother, they actually had a bullhorn and trucks of ice and water that they had bought with their own money, and cars where they were taking these seniors to Woe and Prince Hall. And I had seen that nowhere else. And they had a bullhorn trying to get these seniors out of their house, and I think that was wonderful.
And that is a wonderful thing. That is a thing that people need to be commended for. And again, that was Alderwoman Bernice Jones King. That was Amber Boykins, State Representative Amber Boykins, and Joe Palm, Committeeman, I believe,
and,
from the 20.
And Boykins' mother and okay. Boykins'
Billy
brother.
Boykins.
And, you know, it was just a family of them that got together and took these things to the seniors.
And
went with a bullhorn. People didn't have electricity. They actually had trucks of ice and water and a bullhorn encouraging the people to come and get it. And if they were seniors, they were taking them to these cooling centers.
And I agree with you that is a wonderful thing, and it is something that should be evaluated when they make a decision on whether or not people are going to be elected into positions. I think that is something to be looked at when you're making a decision. But I also think that it really, really underscores once again how much is lacking in the city of St. Louis from the top. Because the only place I saw Francis Slay insisting that he had a presence on, and that was on a rap station on Sunday, trying to get people to restore his power to the St. Louis Board of Education.
Right.
And that's
agree.
Disgusting. That is disgusting.
It is disgusting. And then they're talking about this homeland security and how prepared we were.
Mm.
And look at this and how small this was.
Exactly.
This was small compared to what happened to the other citizens.
This doesn't compare.
It's
because
awful.
It doesn't compare because the fact of the matter is that for me personally, I still have my house. Irrespective of the fact that I have no lights on in my house right now, I have a house. Those people walked away with not even a toenail clipper.
Right. That's true. But then the only thing that I got a call from the mayor was to tell me where to go to a cooling system on the phone.
And that
on
was
the
only
phone, but I had no electricity.
There you go. But here's the other piece of it is, as Irene J. Smith said on the show on Friday, far too many of us have those cordless phones. And if you have a cordless phone and your electricity's out, you don't have a phone.
That is real.
So you don't have a phone. And the other piece of it is that Francis Lay did not send people to cooling centers, that all the cooling centers, because he hadn't talked to the older people about where cooling centers were in his ward, in their ward.
That is so true. That is so true. And I just think it's awful, the shape that the people were left in. Now we still have, I have lights now.
I don't.
And now I have wires hanging down in my yard.
Mm. And do you know where to go?
I have a tree to come down in my yard.
Now, do you know where to go now that you have wires hanging down in your yard? Did Francis Lay put out the information about where you should go when you have that happening?
Where to go?
Yeah, what to do.
No, I have a telephone bill in front of me now where I keep trying to call to get these people to move this wire up in my yard.
Mm. All right, now, thank you so much. Okay. And thanks for putting that information about who was out there really helping.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Earl.
Yes, Ms. Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in to say that our mayor did not contact the gas company and let them know that it would be best not to turn off the gas for people who haven't paid their bill yet. The day after the storm.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I need to take a breath before you finish this conversation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The day after the storm, Thursday morning, while everyone else was cutting trees down and removing all the trash, the gas company came out to my home at about 9:05, knocked at the door, and the guy came and cut my gas off. I had no electricity at that time, and everybody was outside, trying to gather up their wit and see what was going on. And here come a little white car. I said, "Wow, who is this?" And the guy came to my door and said, "He's there to cut the gas off." We spoke for about 2 minutes, and he said that all the gas personnel, when they had their meeting that morning, they were shocked that their foreman or that the company wanted them to go out the day after that devastating storm and cut the gas off.
That is so. And so where was Francis Lay on that?
Evidently, he wasn't aware of it. Evidently, he... And when it was happening, I guess he did become aware of it sometime that day, but there was no stoppage. I mean, there was stoppage, not from him, but the gas company was cutting off gas while everything was in chaos.
Isn't that outrageous? And these are the same people that have come to us saying that they need a big hike in their gas prices.
And Ms. Brown, also, there was a news flash that you were supposed to boil your water, and the gas man said that also. He said that people were...
Oh, I forgot about that.
People were raising that question at their morning meeting.
So wait a minute. So let's try to underscore this just a second, Earl.
Yes.
We had a warning out, and a lot of people didn't get it, but because they didn't have electricity or televisions or phones. But the fact of the matter is that there was a boil order for people's health. People use gas to boil, because my gas was working. I still got to take a bath and everything in my house and cook on my stove. But my gas was working, but they said, turn off people's gas when there's a boil order on. That's what Laclede Gas said.
Miss Brown, and this was the day after the storm.
This was before
the second storm. This would be like going to Katrina and cutting off the gas. It was kind of comical, but I was hurt, but I just took the high road, and rather than let the guy cut it off at the curb, I said, "Hey, just come on in, guy. No problem."
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
But Francis Lay got on the radio talking about his power being terminated, his power outage at the St. Louis School Board. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll get to you when we get back.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
Hello, I'm Joe Palm, candidate for state representative in the 57th District. I will support legislation to improve the educational experience for children in our community. I will work for improved access to health care for all citizens. I support a police citizen review board and a community approach to crime prevention. When you vote on August 8th, punch 29. The future of our community is in your hands. Visit JoePalm.com and learn more.
Paid for by Palm for 57th, Vanessa Williams, Treasurer.
Around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Ruth.
Miss Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Sweetheart, I heard it on your radio about 15 or 20 minutes ago that the president is supposed to be sending FEMA here with supplies here to St. Louis.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard it one time on your radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I was lucky that I didn't have to leave. My light didn't go off.
Very good.
And I'm so glad that people got help because I word, you know, because when you need help and I'll be glad when your lights are back on, Miss Brown.
Thank you.
And I'm so sorry and I'm so glad that people are out helping older people, you know, and everything. And my daughter, she called me because see I'm down here on Penrose in the third ward. And in the area where I live here in the 1400 of Penrose, the lights are still on. The lights are still on.
All right now.
Okay,
thank you
so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Liz, I want to know what happened to our weather bureau. Nobody say a word about this storm
That's
coming
right.
through.
That's
they
right.
They tell you if it's going to be a heavy rain. They can talk about that, but the storms come through and destroy it. I saw trees blown up. A lady's tree right in front of my house blown up by the root.
And here's the other piece. Doesn't it make it kind of sickening to have to listen to these commercials on television about, we're the number one storm forecaster station. We get it better than all of our competitors. None of y'all got it. None of y'all got it.
Because I got a relative that lives all over the states, and I've got calls from Chicago down to Los Angeles, down in Arizona, calling, are you all right? Are you all right? But you know one thing about it? The gas went off in this sense. If you had an automatic gas with lights from the electric part, I couldn't turn my oven on. I couldn't turn the. And then when I did turn the gas on, there was none. I used matches to get it.
That's right. And
so
did
I don't
you,
know
and
what's wrong with our custom. This city is something else.
This city is something
it's
else.
It's something else. And my, you know, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Animals know too because the storm before the storm came, I have a six-month-old puppy, and he was just going around in circles and running, trying to jump on my lap. I said, what's wrong with him? And then when he came, you know, I had to stay there with him and hold him. But they know So I don't know why the Weather Bureau didn't warn the people all these things was happening.
And that's something. Why are we paying them all this money? Why are we listening to all these commercials about how wonderful they are when they didn't? All of them missed this. That doesn't mean that it's unmissable. That means that you guys are overpaid and you don't know how to do your job. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes. Liz, I wanted to say that with all of the useless information we received from the media, that you and former altar person Irene J. Smith was a light in the darkness, because it was brilliant what you said and former alderwoman Irene J. Smith about this so-called emergency management broadcasting system. The first time I heard anything about 86 or more winds coming through, it's when the windows in my house start shaking and the bricks start falling off. That's the first that I've heard. No warning.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you're brilliant, both of you, because you hit the nail on the head talking about why was this system not used, because they could have warned us of the winds that were coming through. They could tell you, like you said, I'm repeating what you said, about where to go to a cooling system, where to go to get food, whatever emergency things that we needed, it should have been broadcast on that emergency management system.
Stay in your homes, avoid down power lines. They could have done so many things with that, and we've spent millions of dollars on it, and it didn't. I bet you the only time that system was considered being used was when Francis Slay lost the school board election, and he wanted to tell people to unseat the new school board members. That's probably the only time it's crossed his mind to use that system.
And he probably would have used it if he could have got away with it. It's unforgivable, because who giving out an 800 number? Who has the means to use it? Most people didn't have a television or radio, and a lot of people can't afford to keep batteries around, poor people, especially at $4 and $8 a pop.
Here's the other piece of that, though, Christine. I say, sure, put out the 800 number, but you don't stop there. You don't not come to people's houses and knock on the doors. There are people out there with babies whose food is no good because the refrigerators have no electricity. Where's the food for the babies? Where's the food and the cooling for the seniors? Where's the refrigeration for the medication for our seniors? Where is any of that?
That's right. That's an important point, because people who needed refrigeration for their medication, that was critical.
Absolutely.
And all those things, like you were saying, they could have been broadcast on this emergency system.
They should have been.
Should have been, because what is it good for?
There you go. There you go.
It's one other thing. I just lost my train of thought, but it's we don't have a system, because all the millions and billions of dollars of our tax money going into this system, that probably if it was working, they had no management for them. They don't know, just like the National Guard, they don't know where to go, because no one can tell them the needs, where the most needed things is. And they have water and Oreo cookies. Water is fine, but it seems like they should be handing out some energy bars.
Thanks for your
Oreo
call.
Cookies.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Carfo.
Yes, Ms. Brown?
Yes, Gary.
Yes, good morning. You know, also in Florissant, where we live, I called the Florissant police station after 3 days without water and ice, and I asked them, what could I go get, emergency provision? Were there any center's provisions, you know, for emergencies and things? They had no clue as to tell me where to go. So then we went to the Kennedy Center up there on Shackleford, Hollishell, and they had ice and water, but that was only if you walked in and wanted a cup of ice or water to drink right then.
Mm.
So they had no communications, and the thing that got me, they didn't know where to even send you.
Mm. All right.
I just wanted to relay that.
Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Orton.
Yeah, it's Morton checking
Morton,
in.
I'm sorry.
It's Morton checking in.
All right, Morton.
It's day six of the great 2006 blackout. We're still without electricity over here in our city. I contacted Ameren. I told them the neighbor down the street lady has this on chemo, and she's been without electric, and we have an elderly relative staying with us. He's 84, and they said, well, it's going to be a few days, and then they kind of laughed. And I said, well, you think that's funny, and then I just hung up on them. And I just thought that was kind of ironic.
It's outrageous.
And it's how Chesterfield could have their electric back on already, and these aldermen, they get these industrial generators that the city's paying for, and their houses are all lit up.
Morton, thank you so much.
God bless America.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hey, yo, caller, away!
Folks, that's the Lone Ranger. Catch him weekdays at 5 p.m. here on WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in AM 920 WGNU every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, then go do the right thing.
Why can't I get a monkey? Why can't you catch a whale with a worm? Dad, can we go to the moon on vacation?
If you think it's tough answering these questions, imagine the ones you'll get if your child is diagnosed with cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Get up or get to me. Renee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to speak on everything that's going on in St. Louis and around the world. My opinion is for everyone to realize the storm and everything that's happened is God's work. Realize what we need to do, seriously, what we need to do since we see this storm. I can criticize Bush, Slay. It won't do any good. They have the power, and that's wicked. I want us to realize that and the things that we need to do, and it's all spiritual.
But I think that Renee, if we are going to proceed as we should down our individual spiritual paths and collective spiritual paths, we need to be able to see clearly that the world that we live in. And part of that clarity comes from spiritual direction as well. So it is important for people not to be distracted with the Francis Slay and his obsession with obtaining, turning on, reconnecting his power in the school board, and recognize that he wasn't trying to reconnect the power in the city of St. Louis. That's part of the spiritual journey that we have to take towards enlightenment. Enlightenment means knowing fully and seeing clearly the world that we live in, and also being aware of the world and seeing clearly the world that we're in doesn't keep us from our spiritual path or relationship with God. In fact, it enhances it.
Yes. Well.
Don't you think?
Yes, ma'am.
All right now.
I agree.
All right now.
Thank you.
All right. You take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. You too.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Phil.
Yes, Ms. Brown. Everybody's talking about the power situation with the power grid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look over on the north side and you see all of the vacant blocks, and it makes you wonder, whatever happened to the electricity that used to go into those areas? Did it just disappear or fly away? What was the deal with that? Because I think the power reverts back to the power company, and then they have the right to move this grid power to where they seem fit to make a profit.
Oh, so you're saying that there has been a... Your theory is that it has been a reconstituting of the priority areas based upon how communities have been developed or underdeveloped.
You got it right. I mean it's a simple science to say, well, you know, because they're not just going to let that grid lie dormant. They're going to make money off of it.
Mm.
They can shift it around their whole area that they serve.
All right now.
All you got to do is hit a button. Yeah.
All right now. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Alfred.
Yeah, maybe I could share a little good word. Everybody seems like they're having bad word. MRE is the food that the government has sent here. It's meals ready to eat. It's a box with 12 different meals in it, and it's nice.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing, isn't it, how it heats up with the water and everything?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Isn't that science just amazing?
Yeah, you can heat it up. They got a heater in there.
Uh-huh.
And you can heat it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving a box of food to you and a case of water to you.
And Alfred, I guess, and I'm glad that you have said that you have received that. I guess the concern that you're hearing is not so much complaints, Alfred, is concern about, you know what? Everybody should have access to this, because those MREs that you're talking about are amazing and they're lifesavers.
Yes.
And everybody should have a case of water, and we're all concerned about why didn't we all have that access to that or the ability to get to it.
I live in the county.
Yes, sir.
And they've been given the number. The number is, if anybody would like it, 615-5000. You call them and you give them your zip code, and they'll tell you two or three places that's right close to you. I live in University City,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to give you the closest one to me. Somebody might be listening. It's on Pennsylvania between Page and St. Charles Rock Road at that fire station. That you pull in there, and they'll load you up. You can ask for one for your family, and you also can get one for your mother, you know, or your father or your aunt.
That's
or something.
Wonderful, Alfred.
And, you know, when you're talking about the mayor, you know, they have an 800 number. You have to call the United Way to get that information. But the people in the county, I'll say this again, call 615-5000, give them your zip code, and they'll tell you where to go to get your food. And they telling you, if you need some more, come back. I mean, there's plenty of food. What we have to do is get it to our relatives and our friends that can't get out and who our lights are out or they
are your lights still
ran out of money, you know.
Are your lights still out, Alfred?
No, they came on yesterday.
Excellent. And thanks for that good advice. That's 615-5000.
Yes.
All right now.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Lavina.
Yeah,
Yes, I'm calling about this power outage also. And I have been out for almost 5 days now.
I've been out since Wednesday. Have you been out since Wednesday?
Yes, I certainly have.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the mayor's office. What I needed was some ice. And, you know, I ran around trying to find some, and I called the mayor's office.
And what did they tell you?
Well, they referred me to emergency preparedness. And when I called them, the man said, well, we didn't know it was going to be. I said, what do you want to do?
Wait a minute.
Emergency come before you prepare?
Lavinia, you called Francis Slay's office.
Right.
Francis Slay's office gave you the phone number of the emergency
preparedness
office. When you called them, what did they say to you?
Well, they told me that I waited a long time after the first person talked with me. And then she said, well, we are trying to get ice, and she said, we're trying to get places from source somewhere else, you know. But anyway, there was nothing they could do for me. I didn't know that there was a bond order for water.
In North County, not in the city.
Okay.
And Lavinia, what number did you dial for the emergency?
I'm really not sure right now because I'd have to look back at my papers.
Okay.
You know, because that was a few days ago that I did that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I tell you, it's terrible because I think that we should have some kind of way to have some ice stations or somewhere. We could even truck ice in from somewhere.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because all this money they're getting for this.
Absolutely.
And they don't have any, they're not prepared.
Absolutely. And Francis Slay is running around on radio stations obsessing about the fact that he wants his power restored on the St. Louis School Board, not our power restored. Ain't that something?
Awful.
Ain't that
now,
something?
Now, what about this food that I understand the fellow gave the number for the county, but what about the city?
And I don't have a number for the city. What I would suggest that you do, let's try calling the 615-5000 number. Maybe they have
Maybe
a number.
Maybe they can give it to me.
Okay, and those are the MREs that he was talking about.
Right, because I'm just about out of food now.
Right.
Because I did find some ice yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and of course it's gone now.
All right.
I was keeping whatever little food I had on it.
Okay.
And throw it the other way. But thanks a lot. Anyway.
Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Maria.
Yes, good morning. How are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Fine. If I could, I wanted to make some comments.
Sure.
One is, my cousin and I went to Chesterfield, the Walmart there, Saturday, and they had dry ice. And I brought it home Saturday. I mixed it with the bag of ice. And believe it or not, my stuff is still frozen in my cooler.
Mm.
And my ice water and things are real, real nice on the top. And the other thing I wanted to ask say is that those meals can be gotten. I was told last night at the fire station, I think that's the 4400 or the 4500 block of Margaretta right at Taylor.
Okay.
I understand that they're having them. And my other comment I wanted to make is I'm not understanding how it is that people's electricity was going off when there wasn't even a storm. I couldn't understand that. I mean, I know there was a storm Friday. Ours went off. Maybe 2 hours after the
there was wind and stuff. That a neighbor of mine, they had a tree blown down in the second storm that came through.
After Friday. But even after.
I'm not getting the days straight now. I think it was Friday.
I know Friday there was a major storm.
Right. Okay, then it was Friday.
And then our lights were on, and they stayed on after the major storm for maybe 2 hours. Then they went off, and then there were steadily reports of lights going on even Saturday. So I'm like, okay, if there's no storm, why are people's lights steadily going off? It seems like they were giving everybody a chance to have their lights off. I mean, that's my perception.
Okay. Thanks.
But it's like I'm not understanding why everybody's lights or so many lights were going off without a storm.
Okay, that's a great question.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi. I was reading the paper this morning, Liz, and I thought it was really appalling, Bill McLennan's article. He was making jokes about the power outage, comparatively from the south side of the street to the north, and how he felt like maybe they were putting people electric on, back on, that paid their bill on time. That's what I see. And I just thought I'd throw that out.
All right.
Have a good one.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'll be back at you. Stay.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care. Still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. The Israeli military had prepared plans for the current strike against Hezbollah militants over a year ago. The Mossad had been keeping tabs on how much of a buildup Hezbollah had been conducting ever since Israel gave up its occupation of southern Lebanon several years ago. Israeli officials became convinced that the international community was not going to step in and address the stockpiling of weaponry by the insurgency movement, so in 2004, top military officials began developing a plan to conduct a three-week campaign against Hezbollah, and had actually gone as far as simulating and rehearsing the scenario. The first week was to focus on taking out long-range missile capabilities, command and control centers, and knocking out transportation and communications facilities. The second week would see attacks on individual sites for rockets and weapon stashes. And the last week, ground forces were to attack other targets discovered during reconnaissance missions. But, as of now, there is no plan to take back southern Lebanon for the long term. That's a region Israel did occupy from 1982 until 2000. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Cody, good morning.
What's up, Tim?
Good morning. How are you? Hello? 1-877-920-WGNU. Reggie, good morning.
Hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, Liz, if I may, I've got some views on this school board thing.
Certainly.
Okay, sure, I appreciate it. I've listened, and I haven't had... I tend to listen and analyze and take a lot of things in. I'm really not one a lot of times to just get on the radio with my views or whatever. Cause what I find, if you listen long enough, you'll find somebody that pretty much shares your view, you know. So, but at any rate, you know, the couple of things that I really haven't heard touched on somewhat concerned me. First of all, let me say that this whole thing that, this action rather, that was implemented by the Ford board members as far as Greg Williams being gone and Floyd Irons being ousted. First of all, I fully support that, and it was the right thing. And I don't think a lot of people really realize what had to be done and that it was necessary. And a lot of people don't really realize how much has went on that previous boards have just not simply had the guts to do.
Well, but also that there's another piece of it. It is fascinating to me to hear people weigh in on a conversation when they are so woefully uninformed about the history of where we are right now. How is it that you can have a fully informed opinion about the resignation of Craig Williams when you don't know that our children have been poisoned as a result of Francis Lay's board, that our children have been locked in their schools without electricity, flushing toilets, or the right to call their parents, that literacy coaches have been eliminated, that teachers have been eliminated, that thousands of people have lost their jobs, and Francis Lay, Slay said that was a great day for the city of St. Louis. How is it that you can have an opinion on this when you are not informed about what is, and that you didn't know that this same Francis Lay board said, and now they're calling Pullmouth, that they said to pay $6 million to Bill Roberti, who has never been a superintendent, never been a teacher, never had a class in education. They said spend that money on Bill Roberti. You can't have an informed opinion on this. All you have is you have been manipulated or you're carrying the water for somebody else's issues.
Exactly, Liz, and I wholeheartedly, agree with that. Now, my opinion is this, and you know what they say about opinions, and this is mine. Number one, Craig Williams. You know, and first of all, I really pose the question to all these people that are just out here with these Craig Williams T-shirts and all in front of this lady's house with all of this. First of all, I would think that I would ask if I'm fighting for a cause or I'm putting myself out there for the person, where is this person, number one?
First.
Okay, first of all, people, you're all out here ranting and raving. Have you ever thought that there is a reason why this man took his money and hurry up and disappeared?
He resigned also.
Okay, thank you. That's number one. Okay, now, what all I'm really sitting back for now, Liz, is waiting on, and I understand that some people are trying to get their I's dotted and their T's crossed before they, just speaking in layman's terms, come on with it as far as this thing with Floyd Irons, because folks, and I'm gonna be careful. It's bigger than you think. It's bigger than you know. Number one. And what I'm just trying to figure out is, and I know that there are some strategic things that must be lined up before you really put it out there, but I tell you what, I'm going to tell you people, all you out here putting yourself all out there for Floyd Irons.
You got
something. He don't want it out there.
No,
and I want to see,
No, he doesn't.
I want to see what those people, what their reaction is going to be.
When it all comes out. Because
now,
it's coming out.
I ain't going to get out there with this, Liz, but I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to see what is their reaction going to be. Now, I'm going to tell you what's scary about that. When it comes out, oh, and they're going to put them in a nickel seat. They're going to drop it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that.
Trust me.
Believe that. They're going to drop it out there.
Trust me.
Here's the scary part about it, Liz. When they do drop it out there, you got some people that are just so blind and so brainwashed.
But you know what?
When it comes to this man and the things that have happened and the things that
they'll take it.
They won't even get it.
Okay, but here's the other piece of it, and I think that everybody needs to just be still and listen. Do you hear any voices of any coaches out here coming out here saying that it's a shame about Floyd Irons being fired? Have you heard one coach come out and say that? Yeah, how many elected officials have you heard come out here and say that Floyd Irons shouldn't have lost his job? Not a whole lot of them. I dare say maybe one.
So the voices of
support that should be out there are deafening. There is no voice. The silence of those voices is deafening.
And here's the slant they put on it. Well, those coaches wouldn't be in support of because he's been beating them. No. There are coaches, Illinois, Missouri, whatever, that are successful and had winning season after winning season.
College coaches.
And people will support them if they feel that they have been wrong.
Well, and not only that, and maybe they wouldn't even get in the thing about whether he's been wrong or not, but how about just saying, yeah, he was a good coach?
Exactly.
Nothing stops him from saying that he was a good coach.
It amazes me that folk out here in the street, let me just say it this way, people out here in the street really do know what's going on with Floyd.
Yeah,
now, all of a sudden, everybody wants to play crazy and start talking about touch lies. Okay.
Remember those words.
On that touch.
Remember those words.
Quit it.
All right. Thanks for your call.
I know what you're saying.
All right now. Thanks for your call.
But I really, Liz, if please, and the last thing, I got to get this off. This thing about Demetrius Johnson talking about, I don't have to be down there. My kids go to Parkway and doing this routing class. Well, guess what? Yeah, folks. He keeps telling you he don't have to be down here, so why is he doing it? Because he went to the school? No, y'all, Demetrius was getting a cut from Floyd. You need to quit that. He down there for a reason. Thank you.
And it's spelled M-O-N-E-Y.
Thank you.
You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
You know what? I think this kind of shows us that this administration and our local governments are going towards the motto, we lie, we cheat, we steal.
Mm.
Because a relative was telling me that he spoke with an outside contractor with Ameren, and that he was told that these people are making $90 an hour to be here. So my thing is, for the previous caller that was wondering, why was people's power coming on and going back off, as did mine, I came in, got comfortable in the air, and next thing, I was back out. So my thing is, you know, when you got that kind of gravy flowing, you know, everybody wants some on their mashed potatoes.
So, you know, why would you say don't make any more gravy?
Hey.
All right.
You have a good day.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Please don't forget that there is an Urban Institute meeting Saturday. Saturday at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. We're going to be showing you some clips from some of our older people so that you understand these new taxes that are getting ready to come up, that they're getting ready to ask for. It's critical that you see where these people stand. It's going to blow you away. It's going to blow you away, the support that these taxes are going to get and where we should be on them this Saturday. 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, day six, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, day six, power outage. Tomorrow I'm going to have a zip code breakdown of who has power, who got power back on, all of that. And we're going to talk about an emergency management plan as well for the city of St. Louis. We're going to talk about all of that coming at you tomorrow. Until then, be blessed with the people that are taking you in. Appreciate those that are taking their time to take you in. And be concerned about what hasn't been done for you in this city worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. My name is Liz Brown. Until tomorrow, stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all...